Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. President Trump is slamming Iran's response to a U.S. peace proposal aimed at ending the war.
In a brief post on his Truth Social platform, Donald Trump said he'd read the latest response from what he called Iran's so-called representatives and said he didn't like it, adding in capital letters that it was totally unacceptable. It has never been entirely clear what the U.S. proposal involved. Media reports in the U.S. last week suggested that a one-page, 14-point memo was being considered by Iran and that it could form the basis of a final agreement.
That's the BBC's Peter Bowes. Later in the week, the president visits one of Iran's closest allies, China, the first trip to China by an American president in 9 years, the last president to go, Donald Trump, during his first term. A French woman and two Americans have tested positive or showed symptoms of hantavirus. They're among passengers evacuated from a cruise ship in the Canary Islands, sent back to their home countries, where they are in quarantine. The 17 American passengers staying at quarantine in Nebraska. Demographers note a trend in migration. Many Americans moving from higher-cost blue states to the more budget-friendly red states.
And this huge transfer of population and wealth, by the way, from blue states to the red states is really going to, I think, affect our politics in the 2032 presidential election and beyond.
Matthew Continetti with the American Enterprise Institute speaking with the Salem Radio Network. U.S. Africa Command has recovered the body of one of the two American soldiers who went missing during a military exercise in Morocco a week ago. Search goes on for the second soldier. The two had gone hiking when they disappeared. Watching Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures are 2 points higher. NASDAQ futures down 4 points, and the S&P futures are 2 points in the red. More on these stories, townhall.com.
You bought an RV, and you got an automatic discount from Progressive by bundling it with your home or auto insurance. That's great, but a serious word of warning every RVer should heed. You don't need to talk about things like dry weight or dump stations. And you don't need one of those expensive water filter straws either. Because the most extreme thing most RVers encounter is a campsite without hookups. So just enjoy yourself. And Progressive's automatic discount when you bundle your RV, boat, or motorcycle with your home or auto insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Not available in all states or situations.
Hey, John, why so glum?
I just got let go. The company's downsizing. This is the third time in the last 2 years. I'm done with this.
Have you thought about My Computer Career? I've heard they can train you for a career in IT in just a few months, including cybersecurity and the basics of AI, and you don't need prior training or experience. Now that's a recession-resistant career.
Wow, thanks. I'll check them out.
Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation. mycomputercareer.edu, an elite CompTIA certification partner.
Financial aid is available to those who qualify, including VA benefits.
Good morning. You're on Casey and Company at 6:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Overall, not too bad this morning as we get underway, but if you're on the Dundalk side, there was a wreck about a half an hour ago now. Motorcyclist was involved at Merritt Boulevard at Peninsula Expressway. So down near Sparrows Point, keep an eye out for some activity there locally. The Beltway is good. JFX is clear. BW Parkway, not bad. The early ride at both the Harbor Tunnels right now. Most of the traffic southbound and with the lanes open. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. We're starting off cloudy and cool for your Monday morning. Expect temperatures to only be in the 60s for the afternoon. A little bit brighter and slightly warmer on Tuesday, but another weather maker rolling in on Wednesday. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
52 degrees in White Marsh, 51 in Joppa Town at 6:04. Here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Fox 45 reports that a 20-year-old man was assaulted and robbed early Sunday while riding a scooter in downtown Baltimore, according to police. Police said the attack happened on May 10th at about 12:54 a.m. in the 400 block of West Baltimore Street near the Hippodrome Theater. The victim was assaulted and robbed by about three unidentified males, police said. And police are investigating a shooting that left a 30-year-old man injured Sunday morning downtown. Police said officers responded at a
about 11:21 a.m. to the 200 block of North Utah Street for a reported shooting. There, officers found a 30-year-old man suffering from an apparent gunshot wound. The victim was taken to a local hospital. And before Wes Moore deployed to Afghanistan in 2005, his Army career had not followed a normal officer track. Moore had been commissioned in the Army Reserve in 1998, but records reviewed by Spotlight on Maryland show he failed to complete within 36 months his required initial officer training, finally finishing it more than 7 years later in June of 2005. Last night's winning Maryland Lottery pick three was 689, the pick four, 9531. 6:05 on Casey and Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
Joe Hartman of Perry Hall Investment Group. You have a house that you need to sell but not sure how to go about it? We're local and family operated. We bought hundreds of properties from people just like you. We pay top dollar, buy an as-is condition, and best of all, there are no closing costs or real estate commissions to pay. Our process is very simple. Let's chat over the phone for a few minutes about your property. We'll set up a time to take a look at it, and I'll make you a cash offer right on the spot. Easy as that. We take the inconveniences and the hassle out of the home selling process. Call me today, 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200. Housesforcashbaltimore.com. Go check us out now. We buy single-family homes, row homes, townhomes, multi-rentals, and land. It doesn't matter the condition or location. Call 410-989-5200 to receive your offer. I want to earn your trust and business, so don't delay. Call today.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Gary's off on vacation. This is Sean Casey with Stein on Sports, brought to you by Farnan and Dermer. Get a $99 AC tune-up from the comfort guys, Farnan and Dermer. Well, the Orioles avoided the sweep at home. The Birds ended their series against the A's with a 2-1 win. Gunnar Henderson, Dylan Beavers, each had two hits and an RBI in the victory. Chris Bassett allowed a run over six innings during the win. Rico Garcia locked down the save. The Orioles continue their homestand tonight against the New York Yankees. In other news, Jackson Holliday played third base during a rehab game with Double A Chesapeake. He has never played the hot corner in the big leagues. The Wizards take home the number one pick in the NBA draft. The team won the lottery on Sunday after finishing with the worst record in the league. DC United picked up a point over the weekend. The Black and Red played Nashville SC to a 2-2 tie on the road. Knicks punched their ticket to the Eastern Conference Finals. They crushed the Sixers 144-114 in Game 4 to complete a four-game sweep. The Timberwolves tied up their series against the Spurs at two games apiece with a 114-109 win in Game 4 in Minneapolis. On the ice, last night the Montreal Canadiens beat the Sabres 6-2, take a 2-1 lead in their second-round series, while the Ducks out west nutted their series against the Vegas Golden Knights at two games apiece with a 4-3 home win. And that's a look at Stein on Sports.
Gary Stein here. For dependable heating and air conditioning in Baltimore, I trust Farnan and Dermer, keeping homes comfortable for 125 years. When your system breaks down, no matter what the season, they offer same-day service. Most companies can't do. If you're thinking about upgrading, get interest-free financing for up to 60 months on select systems, plus BGE rebates up to $3,000 on high-efficiency units. Tell them Gary sent you and get an AC tune-up for only $99. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys, and they're my guys.
From Dundalk to the boardwalk, from Pikesville to Parkville, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Casey and Company starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. The right choice for Maryland.
I just got three things to say. God bless our troops. God bless America. And gentlemen, start your engine!
Top of the morning to you. Welcome back. This is Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680, WCBM, 99.9 FM in Hartford County. The right choice for Maryland's Monday, May the 11th, 2026. Hope you had a wonderful Mother's Day. Coming up this hour, city leaders are touting the law limiting ICE cooperation, but are they making up stories about ICE? The Supreme Court of Virginia striking down the redistricting scheme there. And, of course, we'll tell you how the Democrats are melting down. But our top story here, rough couple of days for Governor Wes Moore, who has botched a bunch of questions. First on transitioning his son, and then secondly on SNAP benefits for illegal aliens. And, of course, over the weekend, there's another report questioning the governor's military records and how he got to Afghanistan. So we'll get into that a little bit later on this morning. He did give the commencement speech to Valley Forge Academy, which is closing down. That's the one he graduated from. And we're still pouring through that looking for nuggets. So we have that for you coming up this week as well. But top story here today on a podcast. Patrick David Bett is the host, and they were discussing the idea of, and I don't know why Governor Moore even entertained this hypothetical question. I mean, it's ridiculous, but he did. And again, everybody's talking about what he said in regards to the question about what would you do if your 14-year-old son wanted to transition to become a girl?
Your son comes in saying he wants to transition. What do you do?
Well, first, I mean, if it's my son, so I love him regardless, right? And he's always going to have my undying love. That's me, right? I want to make sure that I'm involved in understanding where he is, how he's feeling, the way he's feeling, why he thinks it's important. If this is a journey that he wants to go down, I want him to always be comfortable in his own skin. And I want him to always know that he has a partner in me to help him along that journey.
Would you advise him to wait till he's 18?
If this is how he is feeling and I feel like I'm closely tied to him, I'm not going to advise him on something that he feels is
at 14
right.
years old, Wes?
No, I understand it. But what I'm saying is the most important thing for me is I want him to feel safe in his own skin, safe in his own decision making, but also know that at 14 years old, I want to be involved inside of that process as well. I'm not going to condemn him nor castigate him. I'm not going to kick him out of the house. I'm not going to do anything that's going to hurt him.
Yeah.
But I just want to make sure that I'm involved.
Nobody in his right mind believes, I think, that Governor Wes Moore thinks that. I don't think any father in his right mind would think that. I think what's happening here is that this is where the modern Democrat Party is today. These progressive Marxists, and he knows. He knows he's got to toe the line if he wants to advance in this party. The party is absolutely bat guano crazy. And he knows it. And now he's trying to thread this needle here. He wants to be involved. Of course he's going to be involved. He's the father of this 14-year-old. And he says, quote, "I'm not going to advise him." Well, isn't that what fathers are supposed to do? I know what I would advise my 14-year-old to do. We're going to get you some counseling. We're going to get you some psychiatric help. We're going to talk to people who can help you get through this process. And not that I'm in favor of transitioning. I'm not. But there are other ways to have done this. And he's out there publicly saying that I'm okay with it. He wants to be a partner. He's 14 years old, for God's sake. I mean, that's a big fail on Governor Moore's part. Your thoughts, 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. Give us a call, 613. Traffic and weather on the threes. Now with the update, here is the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
We started off with the wreck here at top of the hour. We mentioned this wreck, Dundalk Side Peninsula Expressway at Merritt Boulevard. A motorcyclist was involved. Some of those lanes now are blocked, and there's going to be, looks like, a lengthy investigation maybe getting underway there. So heads up for the local traffic out early, especially on the Peninsula Expressway for the traffic southbound through that area. We're back looking live at both the tunnels. All the lanes are open. All four lanes are open southbound at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. 895 is clear. And we made our first checks through Annapolis. No problems on the Bay Bridge. Three lanes westbound, two eastbound. And then we're clear at Ritchie Highway, the Severn River Bridge, and over towards I-97, the top of the hill. Still clear. Be fine for a while. I-97 right at the merge with the lanes open at Route 32. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. Cloudy, cooler today in the 60s. Chance for scattered showers. More sun and warmth tomorrow. Rain may come back on Wednesday. So we had a kind of a nice Mother's Day until it rained yesterday. And the cold front came through. So, again, hopefully you enjoyed yours. 54 in Annapolis right now. Rain expected the next hour. 49 in Ellicott City. Time for some one-liner news. Passengers have disembarked from the Hunt virus cruise ship anchored off the Canary Islands. They're going to go into quarantine once they arrive back home. You know, Chuck, imagine being struck by yourself in a small room, you know, sort of like being on a cruise. You know, they're going to be in quarantine for up to 40 days.
That's what I heard, yeah.
And here's what I don't understand. These people went on this. This was not a cruise as we know. This was like a Discover cruise.
Right, right.
Okay, so you had a bunch of bird watchers who go to this landfill at the end of the world, on the southern end of Argentina, to see this some kind of rare bird, and then they inhale all these rat droppings.
Right.
I mean, who does that?
Well, they do.
They do, of course. Now,
not
of course,
me.
That's it. Well, the doctor and his wife died, unfortunately, for doing that. But now, of course, we've got another possible virus that could sweep through the country.
Yeah.
Well, so
they could be transmitted person to person.
Well, the strain that it was in Argentina is the Andes strain, which is human to human. And so if you knew that, A, why would you go there in the first place? Why wouldn't you just watch the birds from a distance? And if you knew there was this kind of strain there, the hantavirus was there, everybody knows this, why wouldn't you protect yourself? Wear some kind of gear.
Right. Well, just anchor offshore and use your binoculars.
And then secondly, why would any country let these people back in? until they pass quarantine, including us.
Exactly.
You talk about stupid.
And everybody has a hazmat suit on, and, you know, geez, unbelievable.
Yeah. Friday night, the Orioles had their biggest crowd since opening day as fans flocked to the ballpark for a Tupac Shakur bobblehead doll giveaway. The Thug Life rapper honored with a bobblehead doll by the Orioles.
Awesome.
Talk about a real head shaker. Wow. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy spent the last 7 months secretly shooting a reality TV series with his family called The Great American Road Trip, which launches on YouTube next month. Apparently, the family was giving him grief about all the potholes on the road.
Nice.
Because he could certainly fix them.
And they're busting on him, too, now, doing that.
President Trump has seen it, says, not as good as The Apprentice. So, an email from the chief of staff of Susie Wiles warning White House workers about leaks to the press has been leaked to the press. If somebody leaks to the White House, it's like a Cash Patel keg party. Okay?
Right.
It's unreal. And the UFO files, the first UFO files were released on Friday. Everyone's calling it a big nothing burger.
Right.
You know, just a bunch of blips.
Same old stuff we've been seeing.
Yeah, exactly. But maybe there's still, I mean, imagine the time that has been spent on declassifying this stuff and getting it out and and having a big nothing burger like that when they should be concentrating, I think, on going after the bad guys.
Other things to worry about.
Exactly.
I'm expecting any time now to see we started dropping bombs on Iran.
Yeah.
Got to be any time now.
Could be. Could be a big distraction, as they're saying. Yep. They're saying that it's the oldest rocker tour this summer, and here are four of the eldest rockers that'll be performing this summer. We'll see if you can guess which one is the oldest.
Ladies and gentlemen, would you please welcome Ringo Starr and his All Star Band?
It don't come easy. You know it don't come easy.
Please welcome from Hawthorne, California, the original Beach Boy, Mike Love.
Straight on through, tangled up in blue. Oh,
All right, so in the order that you heard them, Ringo Starr, Mike Love of the Beach Boys, Bob Dylan, and Paul Simon of Simon and Garfunkel. Which one do you think is oldest?
I'm going to say, because I know the Beach Boys were around early, I'm going to say Mike Love.
Mike Love is 85, but Ringo Starr will turn 86 in July.
Wow.
Still touring. Bob Dylan will be 85 in a few weeks. Paul Simon is 84. Still touring after all these years. That's amazing, isn't it?
You remember, and you were around those days. I mean, Ringo, back when the Beatles were out, he said, well, if we make it for a little while, that's fine. I'm going to open up some hair salons, and that's where I'll make my money for the rest of my life.
By the way, on tomorrow's show, we'll play a little bit of Paul McCartney on his new album, and Ringo have gotten together for a duet. Mm-hmm. So first time I think they've done that since they broke up. So we'll play that for you on tomorrow's show. Go ahead, Chuck.
I was going to say, I just brought up the weather radar. It's raining in D.C. and over towards Annapolis now.
It's heading our way.
It's supposed to rain. No, I was just going to say real quick, because you mentioned last week the Devil Wears Prada 2 is out, and my mom and I did go see it.
Oh, you did?
I love the first one was good. The first one is about me working for Laura Ingraham. If anybody wants to know that story, yes. That's what you watch. It was pretty much like that. But actually, I have to say, you know, for a sequel, you know, it's not like I don't know if it can stand alone or I would watch it as many times, but it was not woke with all the different things, the celebrities you had in it, the fashion. There was a little preachiness about journalism and the industry is dying as far as a actual tangible publications, magazines, and newspapers. But then they even kind of made fun of it. So I don't know how they got away with making a major Hollywood film without being woke, but I was pleasantly surprised. So
well, that would be.
Like
I would have expected some level.
I know. It was pretty good. So I'll say that if anyone's interested.
So the first one's still better?
As most movies.
Yeah, most originals
kind of
are.
More callbacks and references, but not bad. So,
and did you go on Mom's Day?
No, we went Saturday.
Oh, on Saturday, okay.
So,
all right. Well,
so that's surprising. So maybe miracles can happen in Hollywood.
All right, maybe they.
I rarely spend my money on a Hollywood.
Maybe
movie,
they've awakened. Maybe they'll actually elect Spencer Pratt as mayor of Los Angeles now.
Yeah, they could.
I'm telling you.
It's scary how sane he sounds. I mean, years ago, if we even asked somebody like that, would run for mayor. Okay, but no, he sounds
reality
insane.
TV. He had a great line over the weekend. He said, "You know, they make fun of me for being a reality TV star, but I'm the only one living in reality right
yeah,
now."
Yeah, that's true. That's a good line.
The current mayor is a jerk.
Oh, Karen Bass. Yeah, she's a communist. Yeah. All right, Chuck, seeing a couple. Appreciate that. 621, the best of Casey and Company, available each and every day. WCBM.com, Facebook, and Rumble pages, brought to you by the law offices of Michael A. Friedman.
Looking for the perfect shooting experience? Come to Free State Gun Range, the friendliest gun range in town. Don't forget to ask about our brand new gold and silver memberships. Enjoy unlimited range time, advanced lane reservations, and exclusive discounts on firearms, accessories, and training. Visit us right now and take advantage of our extensive inventory of firearms and accessories. Visit freestategunrange.com or stop by today. Free State Gun Range. Shop, shoot, improve.
I know. Ugh. What am I going to do with this house? I don't have the energy this year to listen to her critique my cleaning and how this place looks.
Call Maid Pro!
I know. I'll call Maid Pro. Their 49-point checklist will keep your grandmother quiet and get this place back in shape and up to her standards.
Can we have candy, please?
Oh, God.
Call Maid Pro, 410-529-5960 or maidpro.com, because grandma's standards aren't standard.
AM 680, WCBM Baltimore.
This is your president. Maryland has the dumbest governor in America. This guy is out of touch.
We are watching how basic civil liberties are being trampled on. And so when I think about the legacy of this president and this vice president, honestly, I do not think history is going to remember them very well.
What? Are you crazy?
You're out of touch. I'm out.
6:23, traffic weather on the threes. Once again, the update with Lugnuts Johnson.
The Capitol Beltway getting some rain showers now. Not so much in Montgomery County, but definitely towards Prince George's County and through that area. So the roadways are a little bit damp. The outer loop back up already towards the Mormon Temple is there. That beginning now at New Hampshire Avenue. And then again, some rain as you're working your way down towards Forestville Road and through there. It's a lot more rain right through there. See a lot of spray from the vehicles at that point. And some of that rain was working its way over towards the Annapolis area. They're still working on the wreck. They're going to be there for a while in Dundalk. Heads up, Peninsula Expressway at Merritt Boulevard. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, cloudy, cooler, 60s for the high today. Chance for scattered showers, and we're watching that rain heading our way now. More sun and warmth tomorrow, but the rain could come back on Wednesday. And right now we're 58 and cloudy in Ocean City, 50 in Parkville. So we're talking about Governor Moore in a podcast basically saying he's okay with his son transitioning at 14 years of age. He says he's not going to advise him, but he wants to be involved in that decision. My immediate advice, well, you know, not while you're in my house, not when you're 14 years of age. When you get to be 18, you are an adult, you can make your own decisions, but I would strongly advise against it because of the number of issues and problems that it does present. We've seen this with people that have transitioned and want to detransition. Based on whatever confusion is at the time, counseling would be, I think, ordered here for the whole family, not just for the 14-year-old. But that's number one. Number two is that he seems to be okay with giving our tax dollars to illegal aliens in the form of SNAP benefits. Here's that question.
Two questions on SNAP. One, are you for SNAP not being given to many of these illegal immigrants and folks who are taking it at percentages higher, where that money needs to be going to Americans for people that need it rather than for people that are coming to take advantage of the system?
Yeah, and honestly, that's the way the system is structured now, right? Is that
abuse is there, though.
Well, but then abuse, but abuse is one thing, right? And abuse, if anyone is breaking the law, then, of course, you need to be accountable for being able to break the law. But what we're talking about and the way the system is structured right now is that it's a joint responsibility between the federal government and our states to be able to provide supplemental nutrition for our kids. Mm-hmm. And honestly, it's a better thing for all of us because, like, I don't want my kids going to school hungry. I don't want my kids, you know, suffering from illnesses that are now going to cost more money for them to have to go to emergency rooms and deal with. The more people I can have being productive members of my community, the less money I have to spend on social services. And so I actually think this is actually a good investment to be able to do these things. And if the president is going to adjust it, my point is this, then have a conversation with the nation's governors who are your partners inside of this work. But you cannot just unilaterally decide that you're going to adjust it and, again, violate the law to do it and then expect for us to just come up with it. That's not the way a partnership is supposed to work.
Did he not understand the question, or did he just completely ignore it? Because he it sounds like he's saying the system is structured, and he talks about the people, the students, and so on and so forth that are here legally, but he just completely ignores the illegal alien component of the question. And by tacit admission, he seems to be endorsing it. So, again, unfortunately, he didn't follow up on that question. But, the question was clear. Do you believe that SNAP benefits should be going to illegal aliens over law-abiding American citizens? And he just, well, that's the way the system is structured. No, it's not. It's illegal. It is illegal for any illegal alien. And we're watching all the fraud that's being committed in Minnesota, Ohio, California, et cetera. So a rough day for he's desperate to get out there and get on the national radar. So he's now giving it to podcasts, to anybody, pretty much except for Fox 45 and here at WCBM, anybody that wants to interview him. But the fact is that this is where you start making mistakes. These are errors of commission. Where he is now starting to run up problems, I think, for himself later this year in this gubernatorial election, and perhaps 28 if he's still around by then. Let's go to Mark in Baltimore. Good morning, Mark.
Yes, good morning, John. First of all, welcome back from your vacation.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Mother's Day holiday observance yesterday. And yes, I even saw the movie The Devil Wears Prada 2 Sunday of last week. Very good film. Okay, here's the thing. The governor and the family can do what they want privately speaking, through private funding. They can just set up a GoFundMe page on their website. They can go to private firms or whatever. But I, as a taxpayer, I do not want my taxpayers' money going towards this so-called, and I'm putting in quotes, transitional surgery or whatever the process is, which is a long process, because that includes, quote, medication and whatever else. You get the long thing, it is very expensive, because it's a long process besides just quote, surgery and all that. You know what I'm talking about?
I do, and I would agree with you as far as that. So it's up to them what they want to do, but as a parent of a 14-year-old, I could never have advised that child to do that. It's mind-boggling. That's where the Democrat Party is today. Mark, thanks so much for weighing in on that. Appreciate it. You can, too. 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. Dr. Melissa Sagiv and her team at Audiology Associates take a gentle, empathetic approach to your hearing issues, whatever it happens to be. And if you are having some hearing issues, then you can schedule an appointment right now at one of the 10 different locations throughout the Baltimore metro area. Audiology Associates. I'll give you the number here in just a second. But again, they will. I think it's important that you get that hearing tested, like you do your vision, like you do your annual physical. Get that checked out. If you haven't had it done yet, probably a good idea to schedule one so that you can have a benchmark hearing test, see where your hearing is today, and hopefully it stays that way. But if it isn't, you do have a frame of reference there for it. So call for your appointment, 410-944-3100, or online at aaiaudiology.com. Tell them that I sent you to Audiology Associates. It's 6:30. Let's get some news headlines. Here's Maggie.
Thanks. Good morning. Fox 45 reports that a multi-vehicle crash sent 6 people to the hospital and temporarily shut down an intersection in Baltimore's Bel Air Edison neighborhood on Saturday afternoon. Shortly after 4:30 p.m. on May 9th, officers responded near the intersection of Bel Air Road and Erdman Avenue in East Baltimore, police said. Comfort Pharmacy is located across the street from the crash. Police said 3 vehicles were involved in the crash. However, Fox 45 crews saw 4 vehicles that sustained damage. 6 people were transported to the hospital, police said. The extent of their injuries is currently unknown. And 2 juveniles, ages 13 and 14, were charged with intentionally setting a vehicle on fire on Sunday morning in Edgewood, according to the Maryland State Fire Marshal. The fire was reported on May 10th around 8 a.m. at the rear of 1812 Pulaski Highway near Trident Automotive. Firefighters from the Joppa Magnolia Volunteer Fire Company and APG Fire Department responded and brought the fire under control in about 20 minutes. And a 33-year-old Upper Marlboro woman was killed early Sunday in a multi-vehicle crash in Anne Arundel County that also involved a Maryland Transit Administration bus. Maryland State Police said, according to police, troopers responded at about 1:15 a.m. to the area of Dorsey Road and Telegraph Road for a report of a crash involving 3 vehicles and an MTA bus. State police said a preliminary investigation indicates a Chevrolet Camaro was traveling westbound on Dorsey Road at a high rate of speed when, for unknown reasons, it struck a Mazda CX-30 that was also traveling westbound. The impact caused the Camaro to enter the intersection and strike the Ford Explorer and the MTA transit bus as they were turning onto Telegraph Road from eastbound Dorsey Road. It's 6:31 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Gil Kuta is a registered representative with Aegis Capital in Timonium, Maryland. His opinions are his own. Please remember that this program is for informational purposes only. Investing involves risk, including loss of principal. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Listen to On the Money every Saturday at 1 with Gil Kuta, where he discusses general finance topics, including retirement, 401ks, IRAs, Social Security retirement, and other important financial matters. For more information, contact Gil Kuta at 410-230-1820. That's 410-230-1820. On the Money with Gil Kuta airs every Saturday at 1 on WCBM. This program is for educational purposes only and is not intended to provide investment advice. Consult your investment advisor before engaging in any securities transactions. On the Money with Gil Kuta, every Saturday at 1 p.m. on WCBM.
6:33 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
All right, we're filling in pretty quickly now in the outer loop of the Beltway right at Liberty Road. It's a speed reduction there, but so far it's still moving okay, going down to I-70 and eventually down through the ramps at Route 40 West. So not a big problem, but the backup is starting now and starting to fill in very quickly between Liberty Road and the ramps at Route 40. Still clear, but some minor building now approaching both the harbor tunnels. Dundalk side, the wreck there is blocking some lanes. Going to be a lengthy investigation. Peninsula Expressway at Merritt Boulevard, and City Police have an accident towards downtown Monument Street and Enzer Street over on the east side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. We're starting off cloudy and cool for your Monday morning. Expect temperatures to only be in the 60s for the afternoon. A little bit brighter and slightly warmer on Tuesday, but another weather maker rolling in on Wednesday. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Gary's off on vacation. I'm Sean Casey with this is Stein on Sports. Brought to you by The Game Room at Yorktown Social in Cockeysville. The total game changer. Orioles beat the A's 2-1 at home to avoid the sweep. Got a Henderson and Dylan Beavers. Each had two hits and RBI in the victory for the Birds. Chris Bassett allowing a run over six innings during the win. And Rico Garcia locked down the save. Orioles snap a three-game skid to improve to 18-23 this season. Still one of the worst of records in the league and in the American League East. Carlos Cortez drove in the A's lone run in the setback. And Orioles manager Craig Albernez said that Bassett is, pitching performance really carried the day. And now we are getting some good news, maybe, in Jackson Holliday playing third base during a rehab game with the Double-A Chesapeake. He's never played at third in the big league, so it's a sort of an ongoing experiment. Wizards are taking on the number one pick in the NBA draft. The team won the lottery on Sunday after finishing with the worst record in the league. Nationals were beat on the road. They lost 5-2 to the Marlins. The DC United played to a 2-2 draw on the road against Nashville. SC. New York Knicks have punched their ticket to the Eastern Conference Finals. They crushed the Sixers 144-114 in Game 4 to complete the four-game sweep. The Timberwolves tied up their series against the Spurs at two games apiece, 114-109. Cavs host the Pistons, and the Lakers play the Oklahoma City Thunder tonight. On the ice, Stanley Cup playoffs continue with a pair of games on Sunday. The Montreal Canadiens beat the Sabres 6-2, take a two-games-to-one lead in their second-round series. Out west, the Ducks knotted their series against the Vegas Golden Knights at two games apiece with a 4-3 home win. Tonight, the Minnesota Wild host the Colorado Avalanche in Game 4 of their series, and the Colorado leads Minnesota 2-1. And finally, Shane Van Gisbergen made a late push to win the Go Bowling at the Glen race. The driver of the number 97 car stormed from the back of the pack over the final 15 laps to earn the victory at Watkins Glen International. And at 6:36, that's a look at Stein on Sports.
Listen up, Baltimore. Gary Stein here. If you want the energy of Vegas sports action without leaving town, get to the Game Room at Yorktown Social in Yorktown Plaza. A massive 100-inch screen. Oh, yeah! Wall-to-wall TVs, party games, even a podcast booth. Grab a La Llama cocktail or a cold craft beer. Then head out to the beautiful outdoor courtyard. It's five concepts, one destination. You need to experience this place for yourself. Check them out. Their website, yorktownsocial.com.
Now, back to more of Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
6:37:23, before the hour of 7 o'clock, you're going to weigh in on Governor Moore saying he'd be okay with his 14-year-old son transitioning to a girl. And the SNAP benefits to the illegal aliens question. You can do that 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. You can email us am680@WCBM.com or text into the show using the free WCBM mobile app. Our executive producer is Kristen Hagrick. So it's been a really rough couple of weeks for the Democrats when it comes down to redistricting. First off was the Supreme Court basically saying, that's it. No more racial gerrymandering. Not going to happen. They basically dismantled Section 2 of the Voting Rights Act. You cannot craft majority-minority districts. You cannot redraw maps strictly based on race. We said months ago that when the court was hearing oral arguments on this, that we thought it would go this way, and it will. I think, speaking of which, we're coming down to the end of the court's term, and we have two big other opinions we're waiting on. One is whether or not Election Day means Election Day, and there's no mail-in ballots to be counted after Election Day. I think that's going to go our way. I'm not so sure about the birthright citizenship case. It should end that whole thing about anybody can come over here, anchor babies or whatever. But we'll see. Hard to predict what the Supreme Court will do. But back to the redistricting battle. So that was number one. Democrats have been basically gutted by this. Mark Elias, Hillary's lawyer, and he's the one that basically helped rig the 2020 election with mail-in ballots, and he fights all these court cases. He is beside himself these days. Then on Friday, the Supreme Court of Virginia, in a 6-3 decision, struck down Virginia's redistricting scheme. They are going to take it from 6-5 to 10-1 with the Spanberger. They ignored deadlines and dates and protocols. It was deemed unconstitutional by the full Supreme Court of Virginia. So now Virginia has been taken off the map, and that 4-seat pickup in the House. So all of a sudden now things begin to look a little bit better for the Republicans in the midterms, especially in the South, where a lot of those districts were racially drawn and gerrymandered as a result of the Supreme Court. One of those states is Tennessee. And Tennessee right now, they've just redrawn a map. It's a 9-1 favor of Republicans in Tennessee, and they're going to make it 10-0 because they're going to redraw that district and make take Memphis out of the picture. And Tennessee Democrats had a meltdown. I think it was worse than J6, tell you the truth, when I saw what they were doing inside. They were lighting things on fire. These were elected officials. They were getting in the face of police officers, harassing them, verbally abusing them, calling them all sorts of profane names. And by the way, it's against the law in the state of Tennessee to verbally abuse any law enforcement officer. But yet, no charges have been filed against these radicals. And one Tennessee Democrat got up and said, that's it. He wants to secede from the rest of the state.
If this body believes that Memphis should not have the right to elect representation reflective of its own community, the legislature should explain why Memphis should continue to be part of the state of Tennessee. Let Memphis secede. You don't have to redraw maps when you let us out. Let my people go.
Go where? Where are you going to go? Alabama is redrawing maps. Mississippi's redrawing maps. Louisiana is redrawing maps. Most of the Deep South, just like in New England, is all blue. Most of the Deep South is now going to be all red. Okay? And remember who started this whole thing. Okay? And I do believe that it should not be drawn on partisan lines, and it should not be drawn on racial lines. It should be equally divided based on the geography, the population of these states and these districts. That's the way I think our founding fathers had in mind, but things are getting crazy. People on the left are absolutely frothing at the mouth over the Virginia Supreme Court decision. Hassan Piker, who's an American-hating, self-proclaimed communist and streamer who Democrats just can't seem to get enough of, is now suggesting a violent revolution to fix the problem. Basically, he wrote on X, SCOTUS gutted the Voting Rights Act and Tennessee carved up the last Dem district, destroying black voter power in the state. Those who make peaceful revolution impossible make violent revolution inevitable. So here we go with the talk about violence. And you look at some of these the legislators in Tennessee, they're stark raving mad. And now Virginia Democrats are basically saying that they can overturn the redistricting ruling. And one way they're going to do that is to retire the Supreme Court of Virginia. So the current law sets the mandatory retirement age at 73 in the Virginia Constitution. And so what they could do is they could lower that age and get rid of most of the Virginia Supreme Court. So they're talking about doing that now in Virginia. Of course, Hakeem, the scheme, Jeffries, Dollar Store Obama, he's talking about as soon as Democrats get back in and they get control of the Senate, they're going to pack the Supreme Court. So, again, John Thune and the rest of the GOP establishment better wake up, because do what you can now to codify President Trump, get the SAVE Act, Save America Act passed, and do whatever you got to do to protect this country from these scheming Democrats. All right, 6:43. Time for traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, the update. Here is the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
Northbound 895. If you're coming up to the Old Harbor Tunnel from Ritchie Highway, the spur, if you're coming up from the BW Parkway, there's a report of a medical emergency. Would assume a medic unit would be there. Northbound 895 around the K-Trust Bridge. That's the steel bridge before you get to the toll plaza northbound. So I just want to give you a heads up. There's no big backup there, but you may have some flashing lights. 895 southbound now is getting a backup beginning around the Erdman Avenue ramp. So we're about 10 minutes with a slow rolling backup southbound there. And now we're looking at some heavier traffic from the top of the hill on 95 southbound going into the Fort McHenry Tunnel, slowly starting to back up towards the O'Donnell Street ramp. And again, that's the typical ride for this time in the morning. Baltimore County is still out with a wreck. Motorcyclist was involved in a lengthy process here. Peninsula Expressway at Merritt Boulevard over on the Dundalk side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. Cloudy, cooler today. 60s chance of some scattered showers and rain may be on the way as we speak. In fact, the rain in the next hour expected in Severn. It's 52 and cloudy in downtown Baltimore. Time to head out to the Chuck Wagon for the latest items trending in the food and beverage world. Public service for our listeners. In the name of Butterball Johnson.
Are you ready for dessert?
We're already ready for dessert. There's always room for Jell-O.
Sure.
Yeah.
Talk about me that way.
Yeah, must be jelly because jam don't shake like that.
Don't shake like that. Nope.
Checkers and Rallies are welcoming $3 double sandwiches.
Wow.
Such a deal, huh?
Right.
The new bacon sourdough Buford. The bacon sourdough clucker.
Buford T. Justice.
Yeah.
The sourdough double melt. Oh, that sounds good.
Mm-hmm.
Two beef patties, American cheese, cheddar cheese, seasoned grilled onions, and mayo on toasted sourdough. The cheese double and the double spicy chicken. All now at Checkers.
Yeah, that'll be double, all right.
And Rallies.
Look out.
Double fun. Wendy's is launching the new cookie dough frosty fusion. And this one might be good. The jalapeno ranch cheeseburger.
Mm.
And the jalapeno bacon breakfast potatoes are out now, as well as the jalapeno breakfast biscuit.
Oh.
Well, pickled jalapenos everywhere. Marco's Pizza. I think there's one over in Timonium, if I remember correctly.
Is that like the buffet thing, or you just...
Yeah. Not sure I've never been in one. But Marco's is launching its new New York-style pizza for a limited time only. Extra-large 16-inch pizza made with dough stretched very thin. Features a sauce made with crushed tomatoes. Look, if they wanted a New York-style pizza, you got to serve it like New York. You just sell it by the slice.
Right.
Because anywhere in New York, you can get a slice. Okay? So it's... I think they're going to make you buy the whole pizza, though, at Marco's.
Some places in Baltimore you can get a slice.
That is true. And you've been known to partake of that.
Yes.
I'll just do the slices here. I'd rather do it here than in New York.
All right. We'll leave it there. Thank you very much, Chuck. Appreciate that. We'll see you in a couple.
Thank you, Mr. Casey. Good morning.
Always a pleasure. 6:46, 14 minutes now before the hour of 7 o'clock. You can join us here, 410-922-6680, 1-800, WCBM 680. And it's just amazing to me that, and look, heretofore, because remember when Hakeem Dollar Store Obama said basically that he was proclaiming maximum warfare on the Republicans? He and Governor DeSantis had a few words. And Governor DeSantis, by the way, they just redrew the map in Florida to pick up. Again, we don't know how this is going to turn out. Allegedly, 4 seats would go to the Republicans in Florida, but you just never know until the people vote, right? Texas was the whole thing that started because Texas was redrawing maps and it was believed that Republicans could pick up 5 seats, but you never know. It could be 3, could be 4. You just don't know until the people vote. They get out and vote. And then California responded, wiping out that. So it's been the redistricting war, of course, here in Maryland, and that has led to a feud between Governor Moore and Dollar Bill Ferguson in the Maryland Senate. Because he was afraid, much like the last map that was redrawn, which was struck down by a judge here in Maryland, that the 7-1 advantage could turn into a 6-2 advantage for the Democrats, not the 8-zip that they were hoping for. So you just never know how these things are going to turn out, especially one in the courts, two, when the people actually go out and vote. But it appears to me right now, the math was Republicans needed at least 10. They would say they would feel safer with 10 seats in the House to avoid a midterm loss. And let's not forget that in the history, modern history of the presidency, only twice has the incumbent president held on to the House in modern years. So it's an uphill battle, but I think you got to throw all that out because President Trump is different, right? Again, I just think this idea that they're going to have a sort of a mid midterm convention this year. We'll have more of that. Of course, there's a lot going on with America 250. I think once the Iran thing has been settled, by the way, we'll get to that in the bag update, but the ceasefire with Russia and Ukraine is supposed to go through today as well. So maybe that war is heading down towards an end. And so I think once that, of course, the economy of Vermont is very resilient, very strong. We'll go over some of the economic numbers coming up in the MAGA update. It's just really right now the gas prices and the grocery prices. Those are the two things that remain stubborn. I think they will come down eventually, but will it be in time where they'll make an impact for the midterms? We shall see. But the good news is I think all of it right now, if the courts continue to move in this direction, I think they will, is going to be a benefit to the Republicans. Whether or not they can pull 10 seats from it in midterms, I don't know. I think it'll be close. Right now, my prediction right now is somewhere between 6 and 8. But I don't know if we can get 10. But we'll see. Keep our fingers crossed. 6:50, 10 minutes now before the hour of 7 o'clock. I want to remind you that Vinny Steele is your home sold guaranteed realty. And they're going to do everything they can humanly possible to sell your home. First off, there's the database of over 12,000 buyers ready, willing, and able to purchase your home. Then there are all the programs that Vinny has, like, you know, the sell your home and stay in your home up to 12 months program. He's got all the details on these programs. I'm just throwing it out there for your edification. They also have the trade in your home program, much like you would trade in your car, trade in your current car for a new car or a different car, whatever the case. And there's the fix it up program where if your home needs some repair, Vinny will take care of all of that. He'll hire the contractors, schedule all the repairs, do all that. You don't have to be busy with it. That just gets whatever the costs are deducted at settlement. So, but call him for all the details, 410-709-7515. And above all, if you're thinking about selling your home, he's the call, the one call you want to make, because I'm going to be doing that when it comes time for me to right-size or downsize, whatever you want to call it. 410-709-7515 or VinnieSteele.com.
Are you stressed because of your IRS back tax bill, the possibility of wage garnishment or property lien? Then call Priority Tax Relief now, 800-314-0045. At Priority Tax, we work directly with the IRS to protect you and your assets. Thousands of our customers have resolved for far less than their original balance. Connect to the IRS for free in minutes. 800-314-0045.
Retirement, it's almost here. Are you ready? Join Mike DePaula and Sarah Flora of Flora and DePaula Wealth Partners for SWAT, Retirement Strategy Hour. Saturday is at 2 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Investment advisory services made available through AE Wealth Management LLC, a registered investment advisor.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
Coming up at the top of the hour, Spotlight on Maryland, Fox 45, and Sinclair Broadcasting. Excellent piece over the weekend, and it was in the Baltimore Sun as well, on how Westmore got to Afghanistan. More questions he being raised as he won't turn over his DD-214, his public make his military records public. They have some of it they can piece together through a FOIA request. But there are a lot of questions that Westmore needs to answer, as there are gaps and how he got there, well-placed mentor, an unusual path, maybe even some favoritism, the fact that he said he wanted to be governor of Maryland one day, and then lo and behold, of course, it opened up the doorways, and it's just there's too many questions here on how he got into Afghanistan. So we'll talk about that coming up at the top of the hour. And coming up next, Baltimore City officials are crowing about the fact that they are not cooperating with ICE, and there are some stories that are starting to circulate. One wonders if there's any drop of truth in these stories, or whether they're just making stuff up about our federal law enforcement officials at ICE. 6:53, traffic and weather on the threes. Now with the update, the king of all traffic, Lugnuts Johnson.
Looking at a backup here on 29 southbound at Maple Lawn as you're going down eventually towards the river, down the bottom of the hill, and eventually into Montgomery County. It's definitely backed up here. No official word that there's an accident, but there's definitely a problem on the southbound side right after the ramp at 216. So I see a lot of traffic jumping off on 216 to get away from that. After that ramp, You have to go down to whatever the incident is, and we'll try to track it down. But it looks like there's a wreck somewhere between the Patuxent River Bridge and the Rampier 216 at Maple Lawn on 29 South. Baltimore County still working on the wreck. Peninsula Expressway at Merritt Boulevard. We're now getting delays. We're up to about 10 minutes, maybe a little bit longer, with the backups beginning now at both the harbor tunnels. The west side outer loop delay, yep, in place now. 795 going down the hill towards Frederick Road and filling in on the Parkville side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBN.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast for your Monday. Cloudy, cooler in the 60s. Chance for scattered showers. More sun and warmth tomorrow. Rain could return on Wednesday. Right now we're expecting some rain the next hour. 55 in Stevensville and 51 in Glen Burnie. Folks are weighing in on the governor and his apparently he's okay with his 14-year-old son transitioning as long as he's involved in the process. And Craig says, doesn't Wes Moore know that it's the public school's decision on how his kid transitions? So true, Craig. Jeff says, good morning, guys. Wes Moore said he wants to be involved with his boys transitioning. Well, is he against public schools doing these things without parental consent? Would have been another great follow-up question there as well. So if you want to weigh in, you can. And let's go to Steve in Reisterstown. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning. I hate to put on the boxing gloves already, but
it's all right.
There's a lot of Trump aid, you know, instead of Kool-Aid, people are drinking Trump aid.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm a MAGA, but we get zero oil from Iran. Zero. We export 20 to 5% of our oil. There's ways to fix this, and everybody's laughing in the mirror, thinking that we're going to win the midterms with gas and groceries through the roof.
Well, I think that there's still time for both of those. And Steve, thanks for the call. For those prices to come down. Now, will they come down to where they were before the war? Probably not. But here's the point I want to make: that if their trend and their problems with big beef, let's face it, there's a cartel with beef prices right now that are that's currently being investigated, I believe, by the Ag Department. And so we'll get into that. But I do think that overall, we'll get to this in the MAG update. The economic indices are really, really good. So I do think gas prices will come down. And the trend, I think that's important. If people see the trend of grocery prices, gas prices starting to go down, I think that'll help immeasurably. Baltimore leaders are all giddy over themselves, celebrating a new law limiting city cooperation with ICE last Thursday. And they also shared some stories alleging federal agents have gone too far. At a news conference the same day, the mayor signed legislation restricting the city's cooperation with ICE. Here's City Councilwoman Odette Ramos.
The police department will not cooperate with ICE.
Will not. We're not going to let... Well, they'll cooperate with the DEA. They'll cooperate with the FBI. They'll cooperate with all sorts of other federal agencies, but we will not cooperate with ICE. Why is it? City Council President Zeke Cohen says, because he's seen things.
ICE was behaving in ways that were unsafe, that caused stress and trauma and harm to our communities. And so as a result, we asked for school police presence. I think it is incredibly ironic that we need our own local school police to protect our kids and families from our federal government.
Ramos took it even further as she's now become a regularly unhinged Democrat in Baltimore City Council, calling ICE agents white supremacists.
Let us call it what it is. It is racism and it is white supremacy. They wait in parking lots for anyone who looks brown. They do not actually care if you're a citizen or not. So I'm obviously waiting for my turn, obviously.
So Fox 45's Jeff Abel out there basically asking them, well, what stories, what stress, what harm, what ways are they behaving? That have you seen anything personally?
Have you actually seen cases of ICE in Baltimore breaking the law?
I have not personally. However, I know that we are seeing an escalation.
She hasn't seen it personally. She's Somebody else saw it. Somebody told her. Folks, I'm sorry. Just like Maryland man, Maryland MS-13 man, they get these poster types, and that's who they latch on to. I just think that the bottom line here is, according to Zeke Cohen's account, it happened outside his children's school. An email was sent to the council president seeking clarification, including the question, did you see the ICE activity yourself? And if so, what was taking place? No clarification has been provided as of yet. So I just think these are anecdotal stories they're telling, and maybe they're getting from constituents or people in the community that, again, have been ginned up and are in fear of ICE because of who? The Democrats. That's why. If you hear law legally, you've got nothing to worry about. All right. Again, Town Appliance, right off of Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills. They have all your appliance needs. Go see Mayor or Mayor. Both guys named Mayor run the place. They're just amazing. 70 different brands from all different kinds, budget-minded, all the way up to high-end brands like Bosch at Town Appliance. They're all on display, and they have their Black Friday spring sale event still going on right now. And tell them I told you to call. Competitive pricing, incredible customer service. Town Appliance, right off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills, for all your appliance needs.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM Baltimore.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. President Trump pulls no punches when it comes to his feelings about Iran's response to a U.S. peace proposal. On Truth Social, Mr. Trump writes, I have just read the response from Iran's so-called representatives. I don't like it. Two words, all capital letters, totally unacceptable. While there has been a lot of speculation, specifics of the U.S. peace proposal were not released. The Iran war could cast a chill over the president's visit to China later in the week. China is a key Iranian ally, the largest single buyer of Iranian oil. This will be Mr. Trump's second visit to China as president. His first trip was in 2017 during his first term. A French woman and two Americans have tested positive or showed symptoms of hantavirus. They're among passengers evacuated from a cruise ship in the Canary Islands and sent back to their home countries where they are in quarantine. The 17 American passengers are quarantined in Nebraska. U.S. Africa Command has recovered the body of one of the two American soldiers who went missing during a military exercise in Morocco a week ago.
The Army has identified that missing soldier as First Lieutenant Kendrick Lamont Key, Jr. A Moroccan military search team found the 27-year-old American Air Defense Artillery officer. Lieutenant Key became one of two soldiers who fell off a cliff during a recreational hike. The Army reported both service members missing on May 2nd after taking part in African Lion, an annual multinational military exercise.
And correspondent Andrew Stewart says the search for the other missing American soldier goes on. Stock futures bouncing between small gains and modest losses so far this morning. Right now, the Dow futures are down 17 points. NASDAQ futures off 24, and the S&P futures 5 points lower. More on these stories, townhall.com.
If you want unlimited talk, text, and data on a super fast network, Big Wireless will sell it to you right now for as little as $70 a month. Or you can buy it from Pure Talk for half of that. I'm talking about unlimited talk, text, and data for just $34.99 a month. But wait, there's more. When you switch to Pure Talk, you'll be switching to an American wireless company that's committed to keeping 100% of its customer service in this country. I appreciate that. In fact, that's why I switched. I also appreciate the way they support our vets and our skilled workforce. Dial pound 250, say micro, and get unlimited talk, text, and unlimited data for just $34.99 a month. That's pound 250 micro. Stop paying twice what you need to pay for the service you want and switch to an American wireless company that actually stands for something. Pure Talk.
Good morning. You're on Casey and Company at 7:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Still don't have the official word what this backup is on 29 South, but if you're going south of Columbia down to Maple Lawn, which is here 216, and from there down towards the river. It's backed up, and it's pretty solid right here at 216. So no official word yet as to what it is, assuming that it's a wreck just because of the backup southbound trying to go down to Burtonsville and eventually into Montgomery County. So a lot of traffic is getting off here at 216 and working its way away from the situation. We'll get more information as soon as we can. Pretty typical ride on the Beltway already on the Parkville side coming down the west side. Both the tunnels now getting up to maybe 10-15 minute delays southbound. Typical ride through that area now, and the JFX is still clear from Ruxton Road south. There are some rain showers south and west of the area. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBN.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. We're starting off cloudy and cool for your Monday morning. Expect temperatures to only be in the 60s for the afternoon. A little bit brighter and slightly warmer on Tuesday, but another weather maker rolling in on Wednesday. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Talk Radio 680 WCBN.
It's 50 degrees in Bel Air and 51 in Owings Mills. At 7:04, here are the latest headlines from the WCBN Maryland News Center. Baltimore County's Democratic leaders are reacting to the resignation of County Councilman Wade Catch. The 79-year-old Republican lawmaker announced Thursday that after representing District 3 for 11 years, he's stepping down for health reasons. Kathy Klossmeyer thanked Catch for his work, saying the county has been fortunate to have the councilman serving communities for so many years. And city police are investigating the fatal shooting of an 18-year-old woman as a questionable death. Officers say the victim was found dead at the scene in a Northwest Baltimore home in the 3100 block of Baker Street at around 4 p.m. Sunday. The victim's remains have been taken to the examiner's office, and police say an update will be provided once the autopsy findings are complete. And Baltimore police are investigating a Friday night stabbing at the Inner Harbor. City police say the 38-year-old victim was assaulted and stabbed by a group of juveniles in the 300 block of Light Street just before 11:30 Friday night. Last night's winning Maryland Lottery pick 3 was 689, the pick 4 9531. 705 on Casey and Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
Tough men awnings are better. They are the talk of the town. They come in all styles and colors with the best guarantee around. Always remember Huffman. Call them any time of the day. 685-5687. Call John today. Our new address is 5113 Blair Road. We have the same phone number. 685-5687. Call us today for your new canvas or aluminum awnings. We will be awaiting your call. Thank you.
Huffman Awning Company, 5113 Bel Air Road. Call 410-685-5687. Huffman Awning Company, 410-685-5687. 410-685-5687. Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Gary is off on vacation. I'm Sean Casey with Stein on Sports. Brought to you by Farnan and Dermer. Get a $99 AC tune-up from the comfort guys, Farnan and Dermer. The Orioles avoided the sweep at the hand of the A's over the weekend. Taking the Sunday Mother's Day matinee. So they end their series against the A's with a 2-1 win. Gunnar Henderson and Dylan Beavers each had two hits and an RBI in the victory. Chris Bassitt with a run over six innings gets the win. Rico Garcia with the save. Orioles continue their homestand today against the New York Yankees. In other news, Jackson Holliday playing third base during a rehab game with Double-A Chesapeake. Never played the hot corner in the big leagues. Elsewhere, the Wizards are taking home the number one pick in the NBA draft next month. The team won the lottery on Sunday after finishing with the worst record in the league. DC United plays to a 2-2 draw on the road against Nashville SC. The Knicks advance to the Eastern Conference Finals with a win over the Sixers yesterday. Four-game sweep there. The Timberwolves tied up their series 2-2 with the San Antonio Spurs in a 114-109 win. On the ice, Stanley Cup playoffs action continues. Montreal Canadiens beat the Buffalo Sabres 6-2 to take a 2-1 lead in the second-round series. Out west, the Ducks not their series against the Vegas Golden Knights at 2 games apiece with a 4-3 win. Tonight, it's the Colorado Avalanche against the Minnesota Wild. Wild hosting the Avs, and they lead, the Avs do, 2-1. And that's a look at Stein on Sports.
Gary Stein here. If your heating or AC system gives you trouble, you need a company you can count on. That's why I recommend Farnan and Dermer, serving Baltimore for 125 years and one of the few that offer same-day service while others are a week or more out. Plus, take advantage of interest-free financing for up to 60 months on select systems and BGE rebates of up to $3,000 on high-efficiency HVAC systems. Tell them I sent you and get an AC system tune-up for just $99. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys. They're my guys.
From Cockeysville to Sykesville, from Churchville to Crownsville, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Welcome back. This is Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. You can email us at am680@WCBM.com. Text into the show using the free WCBM mobile app. Our executive producer is Kristen Hagrick. Coming up in this hour, Towson residents alarmed at another carjacking, which resulted in a bunch of hit-and-run incidents. And when will they get control? Crime under control in Baltimore County? That's a good question. FBI launching a criminal investigation to Senate Intel Committee Democrats. We'll tell you why. But a top story here today, Fox 45 Spotlight on Maryland. Sinclair Broadcasting has done an excellent job, and without any cooperation from the governor, they have put together this investigative piece on the governor's, the questions about the governor's military service and his records. Now, there's no question he served in our military, and we should thank him for that service. But there are a bunch of questions of, you know, how he got there. And some of the claims that he has made. Drew Sullins has been leading the charge in this investigation for Sinclair Broadcasting. And over the weekend in the Baltimore Sun, a piece, analysis how Wes Moore got to Afghanistan. Just going to read a couple of excerpts from it, and we can discuss it. Apparently, Governor Moore had been commissioned to the Army Reserve in 1998, but records reviewed show he failed to complete within 36 months the required initial officer training. He finished it more than 7 years later. In June of 2005, they could find no evidence that he was qualified in any other Army branch before he finished military police schooling. Records released thus far by the Army from a FOIA request that was filed by Sinclair, show he did not lead a platoon, serve as a company executive officer, or work his way through the lower-level assignments where young officers learn the fundamentals of the Army branch. Records show Moore's first operational assignment was a headquarters staff position with the 1st Brigade of the 82nd Airborne Division, one of the Army's most storied conventional units. An 82nd Airborne Division assignment for officers is both coveted and highly competitive. But it appears that he was attached as an MP to the 82nd Airborne, not actually a member of the 82nd Airborne. And he's out there telling everybody he's 82nd Airborne. He's a paratrooper, you know, they first in and so on and so forth. So that is being called into question. His records show that the Governor Moore did not have the experience normally expected of an officer placed in brigade-level staff role during an operational deployment. Retired officers confirm that. The question is, how did he get there? Then Lieutenant Colonel Michael Fenzel, the brigade's deputy commander, was introduced by Hopkins football coach to Governor Moore. They became good buddies. In fact, Fenzel was a groomsman at Moore's wedding. Nothing wrong with that. It's, you know, guys make friends and so on and so forth. But in the military, you're not supposed to have the ability to promote friends to higher level positions. It does call into question whether favoritism is being practiced in that kind of thing. And this is the guy that also told Moore he was going to get a Bronze Star. Of course, he never got a Bronze Star until after the fact. So there's some questions about that favoritism, military judgment, and the way Moore's deployment later became part of his public biography. Governor Moore has not turned over specific records to explain why he never held positions as a qualified platoon leader our company executive officer, and to date he's refused to answer these questions. So we'll talk about some unusual timing and what he said in a 2019 interview, which raising even more questions about his rise up the ranks, if you will. 713 traffic, weather on the threes. Once again, the update now. Here's the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
Yep, and as we suspected, it is a wreck southbound on 29 as you're going down to the bottom of the hill towards the Montgomery County line at the Patuxent River Bridge. And, of course, anything there would take us down to one lane, and one lane is not enough to handle this traffic at Maple Lawn at 216. So we see a lot of traffic taking the ramp. 216, you go over to 95, and then go 95 south to work your way down eventually towards 198. And if you have business in White Oak or Burtonsville, you can come back over that way from there. But this is a pretty good-sized backup right now, multi-mile backup on 29 southbound. So a lot more traffic, and it's steady exiting on to 216 there at Maple Lawn. And again, looks like we're down to just one lane on the southbound side. Minor wreck if you're coming up from the airport, BW Parkway northbound at Nursery Road. That would be right before the Beltway. 695, all the normal delays. We're up in the range now of 15 to 20-minute delays with the heavy traffic south at both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 weather authority forecast. Cloudy, cooler today, 60s chance for scattered showers. Some sun and warmth tomorrow, but rain could return by Wednesday or so. So beautiful day up until it rained yesterday, wasn't it, for Mother's Day? Right now, we're looking at some rain maybe in the next hour or so in the 51 in Glen Burnie, 51 in downtown Baltimore. Time for our MAGA movement update.
America's momentum is back. Our spirit is back. Our pride is back. Our confidence is back. And the American dream is surging bigger and better than ever before.
President Trump with a post on Truth Social yesterday, and first off, he did the police announce there was a three-day ceasefire, which concludes today in the war between Russia and Ukraine. And this was at Trump's request, and there was a prisoner exchange, and so also we have Vladimir Putin and saying that he sees that the war might be ending. But they've said that before, so we'll see. But at least there was a three-day ceasefire between Ukraine and Russia. As far as the president here, looking at the Iran peace deal that was offered to Iran, they and vice versa, the counter proposal, the president said it is totally unacceptable, and that, of course, they make all sorts of demands when they're in no position. They have no leverage. They have no position to be making any demands about reparations, or they want to hang on to their uranium. It's not going to happen. And of course, President Trump said recently that they won't be laughing much longer in the murderous mad mullahs of Iran. He told Cheryl Atkinson in a Sinclair Broadcasting exclusive interview that combat ops are over and they've been militarily defeated, but there's still some things yet to be done.
So is it accurate to say you think the combat operations are over and done? But
no, I didn't say that. I said they are defeated, but that doesn't mean they're done. We could go in for two more weeks and do every single target. We have certain targets that we wanted to do, and we've done probably 70% of them. But we have other targets that we could conceivably hit. But even if we didn't do that, you know, that would just be final touches. But even if we didn't do that, it would take them many years to rebuild.
Yeah, at least 15 or 20, perhaps even more, if they get hit again. The president and other members of his staff have been talking much more freely about the 2020 election and how there might have, I believe, they were definitely, it was rigged. The president believes it was rigged. He told Cheryl Atkinson the same.
Well, I'm familiar with voter fraud because we have a lot of it, I believe, coming up on the 2020 election. The 2020 election was rigged. You know, when I used to say that, they'd say, oh, the cameras would turn off. How can you say? Now they don't turn. The information, a lot of it's already out there. The election was rigged. It was rigged. You look at Georgia, you look at Pennsylvania, you look at these states, they were rigged. It was a rigged election. And they use COVID to do it, and they use crooked, dirty cops to do it. You know, they're dirty cops. Like you read about Comey. Comey's a dirty cop, bad guy, bad for the country, bad guy. But no, the 2020 election was rigged. Anytime you have mail-in voting, you're going to have a rigged election. Anytime you're not using voter ID, the Democrats don't want. They're fighting us on the Save America Act. Anytime you don't have, when somebody says, we don't want voter identification, that means they want to cheat. Then they say, we don't want citizenship. We don't want proof of citizenship. They don't want it to be a part of the voting process. And yet, when it comes to voting, the interesting thing is 97% of the Republicans want voter ID. But if you add the Republicans and the Democrats together, 86% want. Jimmy Carter, I mean, I wasn't a big fan of him as a president, but Jimmy Carter had a committee that was set up, and along with Scoop Jackson, some very respected people. And the primary finding of the committee on the election stuff, primary finding of the committee was can't have mail-in voting, it's crooked.
Yeah, and that's France has done away with it. So many other countries do not accept mail-in ballots as well. So no question that election was rigged. And Susie Wiles, she's sort of a establishment Republican that kind of got on to President Trump and helped him win election. But she now is talking, hinting that the 2020 election was rigged.
Leaving the White House, he called me and invited me to dinner, which I was not in the inner circle. I was just overwhelmed. I couldn't imagine why. I drove down to Mar-a-Lago, which I think he thought I live, 10 minutes from there, but it's really 4 hours. And we had a lovely dinner, and at the end of it, he wanted to know why he won Florida, but maybe struggled in some other states that I think we're going to find out he actually did win. So
when she's mentioning that publicly now, I think there's something coming. I really do. So they're trickling it out bit by bit, piece by piece. So we'll have to wait and see. And finally, Vice President Vance addressing folks over the weekend. Look at what they found. The number of dead people receiving food stamps in the good old U.S. of A.
I'm the leader of the fraud task force in Washington. And people have asked me, is that a hard job? And I say, well, let me think. Finding fraud in the federal government, it's kind of like fishing in a barrel with dynamite. Every week, I get a report from the task force. We have our weekly meeting, and I am shocked every single day by the things that we find. Just one of the all-stars on our fraud task force is our great Agriculture Secretary, Brooke Rollins. And Brooke has found out that we've got 355,000 people on SNAP benefits receiving double benefits, that we've got 186,000 dead people getting SNAP benefits.
186,000 dead people getting SNAP benefits. That's got to stop. That's the way it went down. 477 days into the new golden age.
And we are just getting started.
I've got some good news for Baltimore drivers. Glenn Burney and Jim Jennings Transmissions have teamed up, so no matter where you are, north, south, east, or west, you do have a trusted transmission shop close by. These are not new names. Both have served our communities for over 50 years. They do know transmissions forwards and backwards. There's that pun again. And they save you money. If you need a new, used, rebuilt, or remanufactured transmission and want to avoid dealer prices, this is who you really want to call. You're going to get the same straightforward, professional, courteous service at both locations and with free area towing and financing. They'll help you through a tough situation, which those are big repairs. Call Glenn Burney Transmissions at 888-299-0557 or go to gbt-online.com or call Jim Jennings Transmissions at 410-686-6700 or visit jimjenningstransmissions.com. Glenn Burney and Jim Jennings Transmissions, two legends and one strong team serving Baltimore.
The American Bullion Center in Timonium pays the highest cash price for U.S. gold, silver, and your coin collections. Even though the price of gold and silver changes daily, your coin collections are at record high prices. The American Bullion Center will pay the highest cash price for all your gold, sterling, silver, and U.S. coins. The American Bullion Center is located at 2334 York Road in Timonium, just north of the fairgrounds and just south of Pedonia Road. Phone 410-825-2334, license 2528. That's the American Bullion Center.
If you own a business, you know how hard you work for every customer. At WCBM, we help local business owners get their message to the people who really count. Owners that are ready to act with radio, digital, and social media, WCBM can build a radio campaign that fits your business. Visit WCBM.com or call us at 410-586-6800 today to talk about growing your business.
A quick update of the top stories at 30 minutes past the hour on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
7:23, traffic and weather on the threes, and again, the update with Lugnuts Johnson.
We're up to about a 20-minute delay now, southbound at both the Harper Tunnels. Nothing out of the ordinary. Typical ride backed up on 895 to about Erdman Avenue. Pulaski Highway, 95 is backed up before the Eastern Avenue Bridge. So it's all about the usual stuff. Parkville's side of the Beltway has filled in from Bel Air Road through Providence Road towards Delaney Valley Road. The interloop at Green Spring, not too bad, backing up, but just a bit. Some of the cloud cover is helping out this morning through that area, so it's not bad right here at Park Heights Avenue as well. 795 to Frederick Road down the west side, and again, that's the normal delay. If you're coming up from the airport, there is a wreck on the BW Parkway at Nursery Road. That's about a mile before you get to the Beltway, and again, we're slow through Maple Lawn and 29 South in Howard County. The wreck is down by the river towards the Montgomery County line, and a pretty good backup still there on 29 South after Maple Lawn at Route 216. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, cloudy, cooler today, 60s, chance of scattered showers. Right now we're cloudy and 54 in Glen Burnie, 51 in Middle River. Marty makes a good point. We were talking last hour about the Tennessee Democrats melting down about Tennessee redrawing the maps there and icing out Memphis as the lone minority district, rather. And you know who represents that district right now in Memphis? Is an old white guy, Steve Cohen, who's an absolute clown. And the person that ran against Steve Cohen, or will run against him again, happens to be a African-American woman who's a Republican, Charlotte Bergman. So it's not about race, folks. It is not about race. It's about ideology. That's what it's all about. So we're talking about Governor Moore's Army records. A great piece. If you haven't read it, you should read it. It's long, but you get a much better idea of what went down. In a 2019 interview, Governor Moore said, quote, "I joined back up with the 82nd Airborne Division, went down to Fort Bragg, trained up, went to Fort Benning, deployed from Fort Benning." End of quote. He claimed he spent months training at Fort Bragg before he deployed. Army records refute Moore's story, suggesting the governor's version is a complete fabrication. Complete. And Sinclair continues to ask Governor Moore for any evidence, anything at all, that he trained at Fort Bragg and that it actually occurred. He has refused to provide any of it. Nothing. So, again, as I say, there's so much in this. The mentor question is Fenzel, the deputy brigade commander, was no ordinary officer. He was the brigade's deputy commander. He was also quite close to then Wes Moore. As I mentioned, he served as a groomsman at Moore's 2007 wedding. And, of course, look, guys can be friends. Guys can be friends in the military. But it's unusual to have people in the command position having people. And look, we don't know if favoritism played a role. Maybe it did. Maybe it didn't. But Wes Moore will not release the records so that people can make their own decisions. And so, again, you have to make detached personnel decisions as an officer. When you're promoting junior officers or writing people up, you can't. It calls your judgment into question. And I don't mean to cast any aspersions at all on Fenzel or his record, but yeah, this is the kind of stuff that happens. So when you look at it, the bottom line is that not every experienced officer has a personal friend in a senior leadership position when a deployed brigade headquarters. Not every nearly qualified officer is brought into one of Army's most prominent units after that unit is already in combat theater. His unit, the 82nd Airborne, deployed without him. He was still finishing up his training, at as a military police officer in Mississippi or Missouri, wherever it was. I think Fort Leonard Wood. So the question is, that's unusual too. Your unit leaves before you do, and you join them. You join them later. What kind of treatment was required for that? Look, the bottom line here is that Westmore was assigned to a staff role involving information operations, a specialized function for which his records do not show the expected background or training. Near the end of his deployment, he received an officer evaluation report describing his performance in extraordinary terms, language several retired officers said was difficult to reconcile with his limited experience and qualifications. And his boots-on-the-ground time in Afghanistan simply isn't what he says it was. And so they're going to take a look at that in the next big article and investigation series. So we'll reach out to Mr. Sullins and see if he's willing to come on the air to give us a preview and see if that can happen. But look, clearly something is off there. Now, we thank him for his service in the military, but everything else, I think, is a big question mark for Governor Westmore. And he has spent a great deal of his time embellishing a lot of things, not just his military record. And then they have, can you trust him? I think he's proven that he's not trustworthy as a governor, and certainly not as a presidential candidate. Rescue Natural Supplements are reminding you that rollback prices are now in effect for the Memorial Day month sale. And all during the month of May, we've rolled back prices on all of our natural supplements at the website, res-q.com. You can save a ton of money on all your favorite Rescue Natural Supplements right now, today. No coupon code is needed. All you have to do is log on to res-q.com, or you can call 1-800-26-LIVE, 1-800-262-5483. Take advantage of incredible pricing on omega-3s, on the Rescue LDLX Q10, women's 360 multivitamins, Heart 360, you name it. It's all been marked down. Rollback prices going on right now. res-q.com or 1-800-26-ALIVE. It's 7:30. Time for the latest news headlines with Maggie Hunter.
Thanks. Good morning. Baltimore police are continuing to investigate three violent incidents over the last few days. This includes a stabbing, a robbery, and a shooting, all within less than a mile radius of each other. One of the crimes involving a group of juveniles, according to BPD, has no arrest announced as of Sunday evening. On Friday, Baltimore police say a 38-year-old man was hospitalized after he was stabbed and assaulted by a group of juveniles around 11:20 p.m. Officers said it happened around 300 Light Street. This address is steps away from the Inner Harbor Promenade. Early Sunday morning, around 12:54 a.m., Baltimore police said a 20-year-old man was assaulted and robbed while riding a scooter by three unidentified males along 400 West Baltimore Street near the Hippodrome. And Fox 45 reports that before Westmore deployed to Afghanistan in 2005, his Army career had not followed a normal officer track. Moore had been commissioned into the Army Reserve in 1998, but records reviewed by Spotlight on Maryland show he failed to complete within 36 months his required initial officer training, finally finishing it more than 7 years later in June 2005. And the Military Police Basic Officer Leader Course provided Moore's only Army credentials of qualification, finally making him eligible to deploy overseas after many years of being non-deployable. And 2 months later, he was in Afghanistan. Spotlight could find no evidence that he was qualified in any other Army branch before he finished military police schooling. But he did not deploy into the kind of first assignment expected of a newly qualified military police lieutenant. Records released thus far by the Army show he did not lead a platoon, serve as a company executive officer, or work his way through the lower level assignments where young officers learn the fundamentals of their Army branch. And a man is recovering after he was shot near Lexington Market in Baltimore just before 11:30 Sunday morning. 7:32 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Is your roof leaking? Do you have water spots in your walls or ceilings? Do you have leaks around your chimney or skylights? If so, then you may need to repair or replace your roof before that damage escalates. Call Wallace Roofing at 410-655-3700. Wallace Roofing, family-owned and operated, is your full-service roofing company, specializing in steep and flat roofs, all types of metal roofs, gutters, downspouts, and skylights. They do residential and commercial roofs. Getting a roof repaired is something most homeowners dread. And when the roof does need repair, it's important to get not only the finest quality materials available, but a fair and reasonable price on installing those materials as well. So if your roof is showing signs of wear or other problems, call Wallace Roofing at 410-655-3700. 410-655-3700. Wallace Roofing does roof repair and replacement. Call Wallace Roofing today. Wallace Roofing, 410-655-3700. MHIC number 1566. Wallace Roofing. Remember, above all, a good roof.
7:33 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
The backup on Route 29 is now gone, or it's gone, whichever you prefer. Southbound 29 and 216, the accident was down near the Montgomery County line, so that's gone now. The backup is gone with it, so good news there if you're heading towards Burtonsville southbound. There may be the remains of a minor wreck on the VW Parkway. Heads up for that if you're traveling northbound at Nursery Road right before the Beltway in Anne County. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. We're starting off cloudy and cool for your Monday morning. Expect temperatures to only be in the 60s for the afternoon. A little bit brighter and slightly warmer on Tuesday, but another weather maker rolling in on Wednesday. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Gary Stein is on vacation, and this is Sean Casey with Stein on Sports, brought to you by Yorktown Social Club and the game room there. In fact, check it out. It is a game changer, as they say. Speaking of game changers, the Orioles beat the A's 2-1 yesterday to avoid a sweep. Gunnar Henderson and Dylan Beavers each had a couple of hits and an RBI in the victory. Chris Bassitt with the win, a run over six innings. Enrico Garcia locked down the save. So we snap a three-game skid to improve to 18-23 in the season. And now we'll take on the Yankees, who beat us up pretty bad last time we were in New York. Elsewhere, we're looking at Jackson Holliday now doing a rehab stint at the Chesapeake, Double A Chesapeake, and he's going to be playing third base. First time he's never played the hot corner in the big league, so this might be an experiment. I'll have to watch closely to see how it plays out. Wizards take home the number one pick in the NBA draft lottery yesterday after finishing with the worst record in the league. The draft will be held next month. And first time in a long time since the Wizards have had the number one overall pick. Look at the D.C. United picking up a point over the weekend with a 2-2 draw on the road against Nashville SC. NBA playoffs, Knicks punching their way to the Eastern Conference Finals with a 144-114 blowout win over the Sixers and a four-game sweep. The T-Wolves tied up their series against the Spurs at two games apiece with a 114-109 win in Game 4. Cavs host the Pistons, and the Lakers play a host to the Oklahoma City Thunder tonight. On the ice, Stanley Cup playoffs continue. Montreal beat the Buffalo Sabres 6-2. They lead 2-1 in their second-round series. Out west, the Ducks nodded their series against the Vegas Golden Knights. 2-2 with a 4-3 home win tonight. The Minnesota Wild host the Colorado Avalanche in Game 4 of their series. Colorado leads 2-1. And finally, Christopher Wrighton celebrating his first win on tour after finishing atop the leaderboard at the Truist Championship from Quail Hollow Club. Wrighton finished the tournament 19 under par to win by 2 strokes. And that's a look at Stein on Sports.
Listen up, Baltimore. Gary Stein here. If you want the energy of Vegas sports action without leaving town, get to the game room at Yorktown Social in Yorktown Plaza. A massive 100-inch screen. Oh, yeah! Wall-to-wall TVs, party games, even a podcast booth. Grab a La Llama cocktail or a cold craft beer. Then head out to the beautiful outdoor courtyard. It's five concepts, one destination. You need to experience this place for yourself. Check them out. Their website, yorktownsocial.com.
Now, back to more of Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
7:37, you know, the ongoing questions for Governor Moore could easily be resolved. Just release your records one way or the other. Just get it out there. Of course, this is a gubernatorial election year, so if you're not releasing those records, it does indicate to me that you probably do have something to hide. You've made a lot of statements. There's a pattern here, a pattern of embellishment. I was born in Baltimore. No, he wasn't. He was born in Tacoma Park. Remember the other Westmore book? Remember the question about the Bronze Star and now all these other questions that are being raised about the military service? These not paying his water bill. Remember that? That was a big story for a while. Then we have the college thesis went missing. I mean, everywhere you look, everywhere you turn, it seems like Westmore has got a problem with telling the truth, or at least all the truth. Bob's in Baltimore. Good morning, Bob.
Yes, good morning. I think the only way he's going to get out of this mess is he would have some superiors to come and support him. And I think there's some pretty high hitters out there. His former officers, General Mills and Colonel Mustard and Captain Crunch and General Electric, I think.
Yeah, there's some pretty high commanders.
And you know what's really insane? Enough people that voted for him would believe that.
Yeah, you're probably right. That's sad, but you are probably right. Thanks so much for the call, Bob. Appreciate the comedic relief there. But no, this is serious stuff, you know, when you're asking people to entrust you with your vote, again, and I think that, you know, out of the three major top leaders in the Republican board, Ed Hale and you're looking at John Myrick, both served. And Dan Cox did not, but again, and others, I'm not quite sure about the others. I'd have to go back and look at their records. But this is something that I think it's a serious issue to a lot of veterans that I've talked to over the weekend. That just say you don't go around claiming something that you didn't earn, whether it's a Bronze Star. You don't go around claiming that you've led people into combat when you didn't do that. He was not, again, everything you look at, he wasn't qualified in many instances to be where he was. He was qualified to be in the service, no doubt. And he did serve his country, no doubt. And we thank him for that service. But everything else seems to be a mystery, that how he got where he got. And again, remember, he did tell his mentor he wanted to be governor of Maryland one day. And then all of a sudden, he rocketed up through the leadership there and got over to Afghanistan with the legendary 82nd Airborne. He was not in the Airborne. He was attached to it as a military police officer. Amazing, huh? All right, there is big news coming down from the FBI. They're reportedly launching a criminal investigation into whether Democrats on the Senate Intel Committee or their staff leaked classified intelligence information to the New York Slimes in an apparent effort to damage DNI Director Tulsi Gabbard during her confirmation battle. According to Just the News, the probe centers on National Security Agency criminal referral last year tied to the disclosure of classified overseas intercepts that surfaced in the Slimes report during Gabbard's contentious nomination process. So we'll take a look at that. There's a criminal investigation going. And then FBI Director Kash Patel now is accusing the FBI of lying to obtain surveillance warrants to illegally spy on President Trump during the 2016 presidential campaign and his first term. And again, Trump was long accused. Hillary Clinton, Barack Hussein Obama of being ringleaders in this alleged spying conspiracy against his campaign. And of course, Patel said, he told Sean Hannity, it took me 2 years of my life to prove the following, that a political party in the United States of America in the 21st century would go overseas and hire some bogus intelligence asset to manufacture fraudulent, fake, unverified information that is not just the intelligence community, but was funneled through the FBI as well, and to take those packaged lies that they had just paid for with campaign finance funds and go into a secret surveillance court and illegally spy on your opponent to be the president of the United States? That's serious business. So hopefully, you know, you got the evidence. Hopefully you can connect the dots to all of this. Because the deep state, I mean, I still think that they, you know, there's many within, as we know, entrenched within the CIA, the FBI, etc. These are Obama appointees. Remember, they've been there for a long, long time, and some Biden appointees. That are trying to drag their feet and make sure. And, of course, a lot of the stuff has already been covered up by Robert Mueller. And who knows what persecutor Jack Smith did as well. Trial for James Comey has been set for July 15th. So that is an upcoming trial. Now, whether or not they've got enough evidence, I have a tough time thinking they're going to be able to get a conviction on the 8647 thing. I just, you know, to me, he's going to argue that, you know, it's freedom of speech. There was no plot. There must be something else they have. It's got to be. Because if you brought charges, the acting attorney general, Todd Blanch, on the 8647 seashells on the beach, I think that's really weak, and I think that's not going to hold up. But they did get an indictment, so maybe there's something else the grand jury saw that we haven't seen as of yet. 743, traffic and weather on the threes. By the way, you want to play Choose Your Fake News? Give us a call right now. Reserve your spot. 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCVM-680. And you get a chance to play the game and match wits with Kristen and Maggie and Chuckles. Speaking of which, time for an update on traffic. Here he is, Lugnuts Johnson.
Looks like some of that light rain has arrived towards Annapolis now. We already have the morning back up here, I-97 southbound, right at the merge at Route 32. But with the light rain, it's backing up a little bit more towards the bottom of the hill coming down from Benfield Boulevard. And then after that, at the bridge at 178, the pace is okay. So very light rain. Looks like the roadways could be just a little bit damp. But no other issues towards Annapolis right now on 50 between the Bay Bridge and the ramps at I-97. They've had rain off and on towards the Capitol Beltway. Route 29 did recover and recovered pretty nicely from that wreck that we had after Maple Lawn and going south towards the Montgomery County line. So that's improving through there. All the backups on the Beltway are in place, looking live at the west side now at 795 to Frederick Road. The Parkville side, not too bad. It's moving right there at Harford Road, and the pace isn't too bad for this time of the morning. Some slowing now on the inner loop through Green Spring down the hill to the JFX. The expressway southbound is clear through Northern Parkway coming down from Ruxton Road. 15, 20-minute delays wouldn't be out of the ordinary southbound at both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBF.
525 Weather Authority forecast, cloudy, cooler today in the 60s. Chance for scattered showers, and that's rain could be in the forecast the next hour or so. 52 in Millersville. It's cloudy, 52 in Dundalk. Time to choose your fake news. Three stories, one of which is not true. Identify the fake news story, and you'll be the winner. We've got some WCBM merchandise up for grabs. John in Baltimore is our contestant. Good morning, John.
Good morning. This is Firefighter John in Baltimore.
Firefighter John, thank you for your service, John.
Yes, sir.
All right, do you want to go first, second, third, or last?
I'm going to follow Chuck. It always seems to work for me.
You're going to follow Chuck. All right. Will you follow him anywhere is the question. No, even John has. John
Let's not go that far.
He's going to draw the line there.
John,
sure.
You can remain silent. It's up to you.
All right, here we go. Story number one. Walmart is reporting they can't keep plastic tubing on their shelves. Experts are speculating that the tubing is being used to siphon gas from gas tanks, with the average gallon of gas at $4.50 nationwide. People are reporting that their gas tanks have been tampered with or siphoned in some major metro areas. Story two, in Georgia, a mother is questioning why her 8-year-old son was suspended after bringing what she says was a small gun made out of Legos to school. She said that they said that the child had a weapon and that weapons are not allowed. She told the school it's a Lego. Not unless you left it on the floor with bare feet, I guess, but no.
That's smart.
The son has apparently autism, ADHD, was suspended for 3 days with a Lego gun.
Lego my ego.
Story three, a new billboard has gone up in Mississippi warning would-be criminals crossing the state line from Tennessee that firing squads are legal there. The billboard's on I-55, and it says, "Welcome to Mississippi, where the firing squad is legal. Think twice."
I love it. I wish we could have that here. Yeah.
All right. Story one, Walmart can't keep plastic tubing on the shelves due to people siphoning gas. Story two, a student suspended for 3 days due to a Lego weapon. Or story three, welcome to Mississippi, where the firing squad is legal. All right. We'll start with Maggie.
Oh, of course you'll start with me.
You had that look on your face, like you didn't want me to start. So
you're right. So you caught it, and I tried to hide behind this.
You have to not make eye contact and look indifferent. That's my strategy.
My bad. I have to say number three, because people cry too much.
Okay. Maggie goes with story.
They will. They'll cry too much. That's good.
Number three.
Like, you know, can you imagine if that was here? Oh, my.
Yeah. Chuck?
One, please.
Chuck goes with one. John?
I actually want to go with Chuck on that with number one, too, because most cars have anti-siphoning technology in their gas tank.
All right. And Kristen?
I don't know either. So I think I'm going to say two.
All right, Kristen. Awesome. Here's story number two. So all across the board today. Story number three, selected by Maggie, is a true story. Sorry about that, Maggie. Oh, wow.
That's why you don't do that on Monday morning to me. Regardless of eye contact, facial expressions, grimaces, whatever. Stop that.
Story number two. Kristen voted for that one. The Lego gun as a weapon. That is a true story. Jeez. Story one. Chuck,
oh, yeah.
Chuck and John nail it.
I told you.
That is our fake news story of the day. John, we'll put you on hold. Congratulations. Tell you how to claim your prize.
Thank you very much.
And Chuck wins again. Chuck, you've been a little bit hot of late.
I have been.
Have you been studying?
I have a rash and then go away.
In your off hours, have you been studying up on the news or something? Or
no, I can't read. You know that.
Like, exactly. Well, maybe they have audio books now. They can.
Oh, they do?
They can read it to you.
What do they play on?
They play. I guess you can download it right to your cell phone and play it off your cell phone.
Oh, just what I need to be on my phone more.
I know. That's probably not a good idea. All right. See you in a couple. Appreciate that.
Thank you. Good morning.
7:49, 11 minutes now before the hour of 8 o'clock. Again, we have a question from Marty. He wants to know regarding Governor Moore. Did Wes Moore complete his reserve active duty obligations of 1 week in a month and 2 weeks per year? I don't know the answer to that. We'll have to see if we can find that one up. Also, did he complete jump school, which is required of all members of the 82nd Airborne, including chaplains and cooks? See, this is where it gets murky, because, as I understand it, he was not a member of the 82nd Airborne. He was not a trained paratrooper, to my knowledge. He was attached to the 82nd Airborne as a military police officer when he was deployed overseas. And his unit went before he did. So, again, there's still a lot of, we're trying to connect the dots here, but I don't think he was ever actually in the 82nd Airborne, just attached to the 82nd Airborne as an MP. And so, therefore, I don't think he would have to complete. That's part of the questions, whether he actually went to Fort Benning and went through the training or not. 7:50, 10 minutes now before the hour of 8 o'clock. And coming up next, I'll take a look at the Towson carjacking incident that led to a lot of hit-and-run incidents and now alarming residents, as you might imagine. Folks in Baltimore County now getting very concerned about the increase and escalation of crimes in Baltimore County, especially in the Towson area. You're listening to Casey and Company.
Over the next few minutes, we're going to turn our eyes to the market and how to control the uncontrollable. Brian Herbert is a financial and tax planner and a 5-star wealth management award winner with ProStatus Financial right here in Maryland. Ryan, I think we're all hyper aware of the fact that the markets have been volatile as of late. What I think most of us are wondering is, what can we do about it?
It's the consistency. It's having the plan for your income and retirement. Any income that you're having coming in from your portfolio should not be dependent on the stock market getting you a 5% rate of return or a 4% or 10% or whatever it happens to be. You want that to be unaffected by the market so that when we have times like these where we have so much volatility, you're not stressed about, do I have enough? Am I still going to be able to retire when I want? You want to have this consistent plan. If that's the kind of feeling that you want to have, if that's the kind of messaging and plan that you want from your financial advisor, I encourage you to sit down with Mike, myself, Catherine, Faisal, Sam, Andrew, a member of our team at ProStatus Financial, and we will put together your very own retirement plan that accounts for these crazy swings in the market, that accounts for that income that you need to have in retirement. But it all starts by giving us a call at 866-597-1040, 866-597-1040.
If you're 55 or older, have saved $500,000, and are serious about your retirement, congratulations. We're going to personally create a complete retirement plan for you. This includes a 401k x-ray and a portfolio protection plan. We'll also run an income analyzer so you can see how much income you can start to generate from your savings and make sure your retirement is protected and geared for growth. Call 866-597-1040. That's 866-597-1040, or go to ProStatusFinancial.com and schedule your free 15-minute phone conversation today. That's ProStatusFinancial.com.
Advisory services offered through ProStatus Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
Notice how much entertainment costs have risen lately? Satellite radio is $10 to $25 bucks a month. Netflix costs $7 to $23 a month. The movies are $9 to $15 bucks a month. WCBM Radio and the WCBM Radio app are free. Download it today from your app store.
Sean, can I add one more lie to the Governor Morales?
Sure.
That the Key Bridge rebuild is the, quote, fastest moving large infrastructure project currently in the U.S., which I noticed he said many times, but he actually stopped saying after we reached out to the U.S. Department of Transportation to ask if that was accurate, since he was saying Secretary Duffy was also agreeing with that. So,
yeah, I think that's a good catch on your part because... You know, you did inquire, too, because we had the several of the administrative staff on, they came on recently, and we love to have had Sean Duffy on. Maybe he'll come on in the near future, but the bottom line is this is just the ongoing pattern of embellishments, of outrageous statements that the governor makes, and thinking that nobody's fact-checking it.
I know, which is the easiest thing to do.
Yeah.
You can ask. Yeah. I mean, if you're quoting someone else, well, then we're going to ask that person.
Especially now
they
that
indeed
we,
said that.
Now we have a newspaper that is going to fact check the left and the right, for that matter, in the Baltimore Sun. 7:53, time for traffic weather on the threes. With the update, here is the king, Lugnuts Johnson.
Traffic coming off the Bay Bridge on the westbound side. Just looking at you here with the camera at Sandy Point, we can see you have your headlights on, which indicates that we are getting some rain now through that area. So the pace has slowed up just a bit from Whitehall Road over to Ritchie Highway to the Severn River Bridge and then up on top of the hill with the light rain now adding to that heavy traffic south on I-97 coming down through the merge at Route 32. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast for your Monday. Cloudy, cooler today, 60s chance of scattered showers, and it is sun and warm tomorrow, so get out and enjoy, and then the rain comes back on Wednesday. Right now, cloudy, 51 in Forest Hill, and it is 52 in Pasadena. Over the weekend, actually it was on Friday, Baltimore County Police were investigating a Towson carjacking in which the stolen vehicle was involved in a series of hit-and-run collisions on Friday. It was around 9:15 Friday night in the 1200 block of Putty Hill Avenue. Apparently, the authorities stated that while fleeing the scene, the stolen vehicle was connected to at least three hit-and-run collisions. Maryland State Police are investigating one of those hit-and-runs. They've located the stolen vehicle, but so far no arrests have been made. And, you know, folks in Towson are just getting a little bit antsy here with the escalating crime by a lot of the juveniles. As you know, Towson Town Center, we had that brawl on York Road in Towson that may have started at Dunbarton Elementary or Middle School, I'm sorry. And then, of course, spilled out onto the streets of Towson. We have the Peeping Tom in Towson. Baltimore County Police did arrest a Baltimore man on Friday in connection with the Peeping Tom incidents near Towson. His name is Andrade Robinson, 55 years of age, charged with unauthorized monitoring of an individual in a private place and a misdemeanor Peeping Tom offense. So we're still working on whether or not Robinson has a rap sheet or is here legally. A couple other questions that we might have as well. But the folks who live in this area are upset. They're getting a little bit edgy about what's happening with escalating crime in Baltimore County.
This place has gotten way worse than what it used to be, and someone needs to clean it up. I think we all know whose fault it is.
I honestly don't even go to this Targets or this neighborhood. I go down, you know, on different areas. I take a 15, 20-minute drive if I have to just to be safe. Because I know this neighborhood is very rough. I had a couple young guys a couple days ago try to bother me. I got in my car and I drove off. I was scared, very uncomfortable, just a very, very unsafe neighborhood.
Honestly, we don't even come to this Wise anymore. We go to the Giant because there's more security. They have an armed security guard there. We're moving to South Carolina because there's too much crime here. I mean, my cul-de-sac is in Parkville, and I think the cops are there just as much as they're in this parking lot because it's just bad. It's getting worse and worse.
It is getting worse and worse.
and all over the place. The juveniles are running the show. I think over the weekend in Edgewood, two juveniles have been charged after intentionally setting a vehicle on fire. And there's no accountability. We've talked about this until we're blue in the face, right? But in this state, there's no sense of urgency when it comes to how to hold juvenile. They used to be called juvenile delinquents. Now they're, I mean, that was a nice moniker back then. You're delinquent. Delinquent in what way? But now it's they're just thugs. And they're learning their ways of crime from older adults and older teenagers who know that they're not going to get caught. And they go out and commit crimes anyway for these older adults and knowing they're going to get released to their alleged guardians, whoever they may be. So I think this is largely being ignored as I'm watching now all the signs pop up in Baltimore County for the county candidates, the county executive candidates. And again, there was that debate last week where crime was not really given, I think, the attention it needed. There was talk about Towson and what needs to be done in Towson. They did come up. But there are other areas of the county besides Towson. Middle River is one of them. We've got other areas of the county that need some special attention because of the escalating crime rate. So if I just think that when you have people afraid to go like they were at Owings Mills Mall, and now they are at Towson Town Center, it kind of sounds the death knell for many of these once great shopping areas and districts people are being run out of town as a result. Don't forget, the best of Casey and Company is available each and every day, WCBM.com, on our Facebook and Rumble pages. And it is brought to you by the law offices of Michael A. Friedman. All right, coming up in the next hour or so, the Orioles paid tribute over the weekend to a couple of misogynistic Thug Life rappers. First, Tupac Shakur and the bobblehead giveaway. And then we'll tell you about Nelly, who was actually singing at a concert on Saturday as well. It was a violent weekend in Baltimore as Mayor Scott continues to proclaim it not so. And Baltimore County Councilman has resigned his position due to health reasons. We'll take a look at that. It's 8 o'clock, and you're listening to Casey and Company on WCBM.
This is the right choice for Maryland. Talk Radio 680 WCBM
Baltimore. Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. 17 Americans are in quarantine in Nebraska, evacuated from the hantavirus-stricken cruise ship. They arrived early this morning in Omaha, flown home by the U.S. government. The outbreak on the ship claimed 3 lives. Meanwhile, 1 American has tested positive for the virus. Another exhibits mild symptoms. President Trump has rejected Iran's response to a U.S. peace proposal, calling Tehran's response totally unacceptable. The Iran war has not hurt the bottom line of one big oil company.
After reporting a 12% decline in profits in 2025, Aramco, the world's largest oil company, now reports a 25% jump in the first quarter profits to $32.5 billion. The company increased exports using a pipeline that avoids the disrupted Strait of Hormuz. The East-West pipeline, running across Saudi Arabia to the Red Sea, is now at full capacity, moving 7 million barrels of oil per day. While that can help ease the global oil supply shock, it does not fully replace the lost capacity from the Strait of Hormuz. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Predictions that a mass movement of people and wealth will have a big impact on the American political scene in the coming decades. A lot of movement from heavily taxed blue to more affordable red states. And about the redrawing of congressional districts?
Republicans came off pretty well at the end of the day. It was a high-risk, high-reward enterprise here, redistricting. But when you get to the 2030 census, I think Republicans are going to reap even greater advantages.
Matthew Continetti with the American Enterprise Institute. He spoke with the Salem Radio Network. On Wall Street this morning, stock futures in the red at the moment. The Dow futures down 87 points. NASDAQ futures off 2. S&P futures down 7 points. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Health insurance rates are surging in America, leaving millions without affordable options. If you're sick of having paychecks eaten up by healthcare costs or dealing with mega corporations, then listen to this. Christians don't need to waste money on a broken system. That's why I want to tell you about Christian Healthcare Ministries. It's an alternative to traditional health insurance at half the cost. With CHM, fellow believers contribute monthly to help pay each other's medical bills. There's no enrollment period, so you can join anytime. And you aren't restricted to provider networks, so you choose the doctors and hospitals you want. It's that simple. CHM is not insurance. It's a ministry that puts faith into action. Feel the difference of financial support and biblical care from fellow believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/wellness. That's chministries.org/wellness.
Good morning. You're on Casey and Company at 8:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
There's several new things. There's a wreck I-95 southbound going into Howard County. It's after 175 and appears to be before Route 32 with the impact going back to 175 on the southbound side. Try to get more on that. Baltimore County with the new wreck, Route 30, the Hanover Pike at Butler Road in the city in Curtis Bay. There was a report of a vehicle on fire, a box truck apparently, at Pennington Avenue at the intersection at Ordnance Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBF.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. We're starting off cloudy and cool for your Monday morning. Expect temperatures to only be in the 60s for the afternoon. A little bit brighter and slightly warmer on Tuesday, but another weather maker rolling in on Wednesday. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
55 in Pikesville and 55 at the Kent Narrows. At 8:04, hear the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Baltimore County's Democratic leader are reacting to the resignation of County Councilman Wade Katch. The 79-year-old Republican lawmaker announced Thursday that after representing District 3 for 11 years, he's stepping down for health reasons. County Executive Kathy Klossmeyer thanked Katch for his work, saying the county has been fortunate to have the councilman serving communities for so many years. Former County Executive, now Congressman Johnny Olszewski, says he's grateful for their many years of mutual respect and bipartisan collaboration. He says the entire county is better for his leadership and service. And Maryland State Police are investigating a fatal weekend crash in Anne Arundel County. The accident involving three vehicles and an MTA bus happened at around 1:15 Sunday morning at Dorsey and Telegraph Roads. Police say a Camaro was traveling westbound on Dorsey Road at a high rate of speed when it struck a Mazda CX-30. The winning Maryland lottery number pick 3 was 689. The pick 4, 9531. It's 8:05 on Casey and Company. Steinelt Sports coming up next.
Joe Hartman of Perry Hall Investment Group. You have a house that you need to sell but not sure how to go about it? We're local and family operated. We bought hundreds of properties from people just like you. We pay top dollar, buy an as-is condition, and best of all, there are no closing costs or real estate commissions to pay. Our process is very simple. Let's chat over the phone for a few minutes about your property. We'll set up a time to take a look at it, and I'll make you a cash offer right on the spot. Easy as that. We take the inconveniences and the hassle out of the home selling process. Call me today, 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200. Housesforcashbaltimore.com. Go check us out now. We buy single-family homes, row homes, townhomes, multi-rentals, and land. It doesn't matter the condition or location. Call 410-989-5200 to receive your offer. I want to earn your trust and business, so don't delay. Call today.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Gary's on vacation. We'll be back on Wednesday. This is Sean Casey with Stein on Sports. Brought to you by Farnan and Dermer. Get a $99 AC tune-up from the Comfort Guys at Farnan and Dermer. Well, the Orioles avoid the sweep and beat the A's yesterday 2-1. Gunnar Henderson and Dylan Beavers had two hits and an RBI in the victory. Chris Bassett allowed a one run over six innings to earn the win. Enrico Garcia gets the save. Orioles continue the homestand today against the New York Yankees. In other news, Jackson Holliday playing third base during a rehab game with Double A Chesapeake. He has never played the hot corner in the big leagues. Good luck to Jackson. Wizards are taking home the number one pick in next month's NBA draft. The team won the NBA draft lottery on Sunday after finishing with the worst record in the league. Elsewhere, the DC United picks up a point over the weekend. The Black and Red playing Nashville South SC, rather, to a 2-2 tie on the road. Knicks on now in the Eastern Conference Finals in the NBA playoffs, the 144-114 win over the Sixers, eliminating them. T-Wolves tied up their series with the Spurs with 114-109 win. Cavs host the Pistons, and Lakers host the Thunder tonight. On the ice, the Canadiens beat the Sabres 6-2. They now lead their series 2-1. And tonight, the Minnesota Wild will host the Colorado Avalanche in Game 4 of their series. And last night, it was the Anaheim Ducks nodding their series against the Vegas Golden Knights at 2 games apiece with a 4-3 home win. And that's a look at Stein on Sports.
Gary Stein here. For dependable heating and air conditioning in Baltimore, I trust Farnan and Dermer. Keeping homes comfortable for 125 years. When your system breaks down, no matter what the season, they offer same-day service. Most companies can't do. If you're thinking about upgrading, get interest-free financing for up to 60 months on select systems, plus BGE rebates up to $3,000 on high-efficiency units. Tell them Gary sent you and get an AC tune-up for only $99. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys, and they're my guys.
From Reisterstown to Cape Town, from Westminster to Bel Air South, this is The Right Choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
You're listening to Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. You can email us, am680@WCBM.com. Text in the show using free WCBM mobile app. Our executive producer is Kristen Hager. Coming up in this hour, Baltimore County Councilman resigning, and it puts the Republicans on the county council in great peril. A violent weekend in Baltimore, and the misplaced priorities in Baltimore over Tupac Shakur, the Thug Life rapper, honored by the city, honored by our baseball team over the weekend. And why we can all agree that Tupac should not have met his demise in a drive-by shooting the way he did, it was that very violence that Tupac Shakur glorified. His misogyny and the lyrics of his hip-hop music directed towards women and even black elders was disconcerting at the least and offensive at the worst. And yet, for some reason, and I understand everybody wants to, you know, this is a guy that made money and was successful. That doesn't make you a good person because you make money and you're successful. But because he was here at the Baltimore School of Arts for 4 years, attended the BSA, they felt it was time to give him a tribute, to pay homage to the Thug Life rapper. In fact, the Orioles did it both Friday night with the Tupac Shakur bobblehead giveaway, and then Saturday, Nelly, who's had a history of sexual assault allegations and other untoward things, he performed at a concert. So it was quite the weekend for the Orioles in Baltimore City. Mayor Scott kicked it off on Friday, naming a street in Baltimore City after Tupac.
Therefore, I, Brandon M. Scott, mayor of the great city of Baltimore, do hereby proclaim that the 4,000 block of Greenmount Avenue shall be ceremonially renamed as Tupac Shakur Way and encourage all Baltimore residents to join in the celebration. Congratulations.
Yeah. Tupac Shakur Way on Greenmont. I mean, that's this is the place that when they had the Freddie Gray Empowerment Temple, remember? So, again, there's a history of naming things after criminals and thugs in Baltimore City. Now, I understand that they're upset about the founding fathers and some of them that promoted and had slaves, etc., but it seems to me we've had the jump-the-shark moment here, Kristen, that we're honoring people that basically promote, advocate violence against women and criminal behavior.
And when I just put this with I mean, look, I'm sorry. None of us speak perfectly all the time, obviously, but when Brandon Scott, the fact that he represents Baltimore, and it's like he can't even speak coherently, and then I put that together with what he's doing here, and then last weekend when he spoke at Wes Moore's campaign rally relaunch, and he was literally wearing a DEI sweatshirt, DEI,
right.
like it was pro-DEI, not a joke. And he's a DEI mayor. I mean, I'm sorry, he is. So he can't even speak, and this is the stuff he's doing with all of Baltimore's problems, with all the people, with all the clips we play every day, and the people who Fox 45 interviews that are struggling to make it and survive and pay their bills and keep their family alive, but this is what they're doing. Okay.
Yep. Well, these are the voters that put Brandon Scott. So he's really, again, delivering to his voting populace. In Baltimore City, they put somebody like Brandon Scott in charge, and this is what you get: Tupac Shakur way. You'd think from Brandon Scott, you kind of expect that. I wouldn't expect that from the Orioles, and we'll get into them in just a second because they're supposed to be community minded, right? And this was a lot of kids attend baseball games, and you're handing out Tupac Shakur bobbleheads to the first 15,000-20,000 fans that show up. We have some reaction on that coming up in just a second. And a local professor that said this sends the entirely wrong message to the community at large. It's 8:13, traffic and weather on the threes. Now with the update, here's the king of all traffic, Lugnuts Johnson.
I have three of those on sale on eBay, so you let me know which one.
You know what? They believe it or not, they're flooding online marketplaces. The Tupac bobbleheads are selling upwards of $1,000.
Yeah, I got $8.75 for one yesterday.
We want to know when the Chuck bobblehead. We should start our own bobbleheads.
Then I'd be Bobblehead Johnson.
You would.
Yeah. All right, Mr. Casey, whatever you say. Southbound 95, a couple of vehicles on the shoulder here at 175. The wreck was further down at Route 32. Have not seen it. It's out of camera range. The camera's actually pointing to the south of 32. It looks like the wreck is before Route 32. The pace has actually gotten a little bit better, but it really is jammed up right here. And again, a couple of vehicles are on the side here also at the bridge at 175. The wreck and some debris on the roadway, Route 30, the Hanover Pike at Butler Road. If you're up at Reisterstown, Glendon, keep an eye out for that. Curtis Bay, we had a vehicle fire at Pennington Avenue at Ordnance Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, cloudy, cooler today, 60s chance for scattered showers, more sunshine and warmth tomorrow, rain could return by Wednesday. So your Monday forecast right now, we got some drizzle in Millersville, 53, and it's 51 in Bel Air. And from the birthplace of the Star Spangled Banner, our national anthem, Fort McHenry, Baltimore. It is time for America 250, and today we give you a special version of our national anthem, recently sang at a minor league baseball game by none other than Ronald McDonald.
Can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight? Last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming, and the night.
Only in America can Ronald McDonald deliver a rousing rendition of the Star Spangled Banner. It was on this day, May 11th, in 1864, a dismounted Union trooper fatally wounds Jeb Stuart, one of the most well-known generals of the South, in the Battle of Yellow Tavern, just 6 miles north of Richmond. The 31-year-old Stuart died the next day. During the 1864 spring campaign of Virginia, Union General Ulysses S. Grant applied constant pressure on Robert E. Lee's army of the Southern Virginia, or Northern Virginia, rather. In early May, the two armies clashed in the Wilderness and again at Spotsylvania Courthouse in Virginia as they lurched southward towards Richmond. Meanwhile, Grant sent General Phil Sheridan and his cavalry on a raid deep behind Confederate lines. The plan was to cut Lee's supply line and force him out of the trenches in retreat. Sheridan's troops wreaked havoc on the rebel rear as they, basically tore up the railroad tracks, destroyed supply depots, and held off the Confederate cavalry in several engagements, including the Battle of Yellow Tavern. The death of Stuart, a serious blow to Robert E. Lee. His leadership was part of the reason the Confederate had a superior cavalry force in Virginia during most of the war. Yet Stuart was not without his faults. He had been surprised by a Union attack at the Battle of Brandy Station in 1863 and failed to provide Lee with crucial information at Gettysburg. Stuart's death, like Stonewall Jackson's the year before, seriously affected Lee's operations and thus would doom the South in the Civil War. And on this day, in May 11th, 1961, President John F. Kennedy approved sending 400 special forces troops and others, 100 other U.S. military advisors to South Vietnam. On the same day, he ordered the start of a clandestine warfare against North Vietnam to be conducted by South Vietnamese agents under the direction and the training of the CIA and U.S. Special Forces troops. Kennedy's orders also called for South Vietnamese forces to infiltrate Laos, thus the 10-year war of Vietnam began on this day. And that's a look at America 250, brought to you by Smile Design Center. If you ever dreamed of achieving that perfect smile, the time to call and act is now. Call them at 410-321-1100 and make that dream a reality.
WCBM Baltimore.
Hi, Sean Casey here. At the Smile Design Center in Lutherville, Dr. Lairfield is changing smiles and changing lives. If you're nervous about going to the dentist, they offer sedation options so you have little or no memory of your visit. And right now, Dr. Lairfield is offering fall specials for new patients and special financing options to make care more affordable. Call Nicole today at 410-321-1100 and visit SmileDesignDoctor.com and tell them I told you to call for a first patient special offer.
WCBM Baltimore.
Coming up on 820, get your calls and comments. We're reacting to Tupac and other stories here this morning. We'll have some Oriole fans' reaction coming up in just a second as well. But a native Baltimorean and a doctorate in philosophy from Penn State, Shakur Ward, wrote a piece a couple of weeks ago on Tupac and said this was sending the wrong message of honoring him by the Orioles. Dolores Tucker, who was a civil rights activist, politician, and nationally respected advocate for black women, was one of the prominent voices warning that the rap industry's push towards explicitness, criminal glamour, and unhinged vulgarity would land hardest on the very communities it claimed to represent. Tupac didn't just disagree with her, he mocked her with venom on his 1996 album All Eyes on Me, referring to her explicit slurs and profanity in the songs How Do You Want It, Wonder Why They Called You the B-Word, and others. He was 25 at the time, she was 69, an elder who wanted and demanded more from the culture, yet was publicly degraded for it, and here we are. So we'll get your reaction to that and much more in just a second. It's 8:21, and you're listening to Casey and Company.
WCBM Baltimore.
Laurie and Harmony Hall opened up a memory care program in their community, and I'm here with Victoria Rozier, Regional Sales Director. Victoria, what is programming in memory care, and why is it so important?
So programming is activities. And the reason we like to say programming is because activities, to me, are passive, and programming is purposeful. So programming is just as important as any medication for someone who, whether they are in assisted living or in a memory care environment. It keeps the brain flexed and stimulated. It is just as important as exercise for your body, and it helps keep you sharp, A lot of studies show that a very jam-packed activities day for a resident will actually slow down their decline because you are continuing to utilize their brain in many different ways throughout the course of their day on a consistent basis. So programming is so important because it really, like I said, helps slow down their decline. Again, keep a very good baseline for your resident for a longer period of time. So the programming program at Harmony Park is so important because we go from about 10 a.m. every day right after breakfast until 8 p.m. every evening with our programs. So we make sure that back-to-back, other than at meal times, we have something constantly going on for our residents. And we also do what's called concurrent programming. So we'll have different activities for people on different levels at the same time to make sure there's always something for everyone.
So if you want more information about programming and the differences that you can get at Harmony Park, may I suggest you log on to LorianAssistedLiving.com. There's a lot to unpack here and learn about Harmony Park and their brand new memory care program at Lorian Harmony Hall. So again, that website is LorianAssistedLiving.com. That's LorianAssistedLiving.com for Harmony Park at Lorian Harmony Hall. LorianAssistedLiving.com.
Weekday afternoons on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Live news at the top and bottom of every hour. Live up-to-the-minute traffic reports. And accurate weather forecasts from the meteorologist at Fox 45. News, weather, traffic, Sean Hannity and Rob Carson. Weekday afternoons on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
823, traffic weather on the 3's update now with Lugnuts Johnson.
Looks like that wreck on 95 may be on the shoulder. Possibly could be gone, but it's a little better now as it's moving south of Route 175 and down through there. Went back to Annapolis and looked at the back up there, I-97 at Route 32. That's still in play and also still backed up if you're coming down the hill on I-97 from Benfield Boulevard. And off and on, we've had some rain showers around the Severn River Bridge. And with that, the traffic coming across from Whitehall Road and through that area has been slow. And it's slow again here with all three lanes moving, but we're backed up for that traffic on the westbound side coming over from the Bay Bridge. Beyond that, over towards Roe Boulevard, it looks like we're doing better through that area. Excuse me one second. As you're moving on the Beltway, some late slowing there. It's all the typical stuff. Nothing major. Both the tunnels are still backed up. 15 to 20 minute delays. Last check, everybody was moving. The remains of the vehicle fire, Curtis Bay, Pennington Avenue at Ordnance Road. There was a wreck, Reisterstown, Glendon area with some debris on the road at Route 30 at Butler Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the 3's on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, cloudy, cooler today in the 60s, chance for scattered showers, and then more sun and warmth. Tomorrow, rain could come back on Wednesday. Right now, we're light rain 53 in Parkville, and it is 59 in Stevensville. And we're talking about Tupac Shakur and with the city and the Orioles deciding to honor him. And I just learned from one of our listeners, from Mark in Sarasota. He said that the Tupac Shakur bobblehead is on the Major League Baseball's website. Teams can only give away items that MLB approves first, so that issue is probably, it starts with woke MLB policies. I wonder if the Richmond Braves could give away a Robert E. Lee bobblehead. I doubt it. Yeah, you're probably right about that. But some fans love the idea. They were getting a Tupac Shakur bobblehead.
We listened the whole way here. My son put it on the radio, and we listened to it the whole way here. I really liked a couple of the songs, but a couple of songs, a little language was a little bad for me.
Yeah. And as to Shakur Ward, we read some of his statements in his op-ed from the Baltimore Sun 2 weeks ago. Fans at the game were presented with some of his arguments as to why this sends a wrong message, and here was their response.
That's his opinion, and what they always say is, you know, everyone has an opinion, you know, even if it's stupid.
You know, I've just got to appreciate people for who they are at the time they are. And it was a time, and, you know, I don't like the fact that he was killed, but... You know, so, but I don't have a problem with the Orioles recognizing him.
Sort of an inappropriate affect there. I don't have a problem that he was killed and then left. Anyway, let's get some calls on this. Lonnie is in West Baltimore. Good morning, Lonnie.
Yeah, I don't respect you right now for saying what you say about Tupac, man. He deserved to have a street named after him, man. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, Brandon Woods is a good mayor, and for him to help out the community by naming a street after Tupac, that's real positive.
Are you referring to Brandon Scott?
He's a good man. Yes,
yeah,
I am.
Yeah, Brandon Woods. All right, so, look, I would say that if you focused on Tupac's time at the Baltimore School of Arts in 1984 through 1988, yeah, I think that's a great message. And here's a guy that was a talented poet, talented artist. And that's something I would have looked at as focusing on that. But you can't divorce yourself, Lonnie, from, you know, some of the rest of the stuff he sang about. Are you okay with some of the misogynistic violence against women in his songs?
Yeah, I don't care. I mean, you know what? He was speaking the truth, man. The man was truthful. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah, you can be truthful, but it's also the truth can be ugly at times, right? Can you admit that?
Well, he was just rapping about what was going on in the world at that time, man. It was 30 years ago the man was assassinated. Now, Brandon Woods is a good man. He's appreciative of Mr. Tupac's, you know, his poetry, his music, and everything like that. I mean, Greenmount Avenue is coming up. And by naming it after Tupac Shakur, it's going to come way up. Property values are going to come up. The community is going to be clean because when we see Tupac's name, things are going to be right.
I think you're speaking facetiously, but I'll play along. Lonnie, thanks for the call. Appreciate that. I mean, property values are going to skyrocket if you live on Tupac Shakur Way. Yeah. Imagine having that as your address. Imagine if you're a law-abiding citizen and you now are living on Tupac Shakur Way. Look, it's horrible that he was assassinated. No one should ever be assassinated. But again, this is the very lifestyle he glorified in his music. This East Coast, West Coast, which would used to be, you know, again, gangster rap, which now it's called, what, drill rap or whatever it is, where they actually are, they've gone from just being gangsters. Imagine if the Orioles were to glorify a big mafia person that was killing a bunch of people in Baltimore City or elsewhere. Imagine what the reaction would be. Imagine if it was a white dude that glorified violence. I don't think they'd ever do it, frankly. I just don't. So that's something we'll get your reaction to here on the other side of the news and get some other calls and comments going here as well. But we heard from Lonnie, and Lonnie thinks that Brandon Woods, who is apparently a new mayor in Baltimore City, is appreciating Tupac. Okay. All right, Town Appliance. Let's appreciate on them for a while. Mayor and Mayor, they're two great guys. They run Town Appliance, Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills. And you got to go into the store, really. I know a lot of people like to shop price. They go to the big box stores if they're in the market for an appliance. Just go over to Town Appliance today. 70 different brands on display. They're expanding the showroom. They've got appliances for every different budget. If you're on a budget and you're watching your money, or whether you want some high-end stuff like Bosch, they make great stuff. Sub-Zero's there as well. Again, it's all on display there. Competitive pricing, five-star service. That's Town Appliance. Their Black Friday spring sales event going on right now, right off Reisterstown Road in Owingsville, for all your appliance needs. It's 8:30. Time for some news needs, and here's Maggie.
Thanks. Good morning. The Nottingham Patch reports Baltimore County Police are investigating a carjacking that occurred Friday night at a Target parking lot, resulting in multiple hit-and-run collisions and an intensive search for suspects. While fleeing the location, the vehicle was involved in at least three hit-and-run crashes. Authorities later located the vehicle near the intersection of Harford Road and California Avenue in Parkville. The Department of Homeland Security recognized the mothers of two murdered Maryland women on Mother's Day. ICE paid tribute to the mothers whose daughters were killed by illegal immigrants. Patty Morin's daughter, Rachel, was a 37-year-old mother of five who was murdered on the Monpah Trail in 2023 by a man from El Salvador with gang ties. Tammy Noble's daughter, 20-year-old Kayla Hamilton, was murdered in 2022 by an MS-13 gang member from El Salvador. Both men have been convicted and sentenced. The Trump administration has relaunched the Victims of Immigration Crime Engagement Office to serve as a resource for victims and their families. And a bystander rescued a 10-year-old bicyclist who fell into the Inner Harbor Sunday evening. The child went into the water near the 500 block of Light Street at around 6:30 p.m., and a person on the shore tossed the child a life ring and pulled them to safety. Medics took the child to a hospital, but there's no update on any injuries or their condition. Police say they were able to find the child's parent. And deputy state fire marshals have changed how teenagers for allegedly setting a vehicle fire in Edgewood Sunday morning. The 13 and 14-year-olds are accused of setting the fire that destroyed one car, and damaged four other vehicles in the 1800 block of Pulaski Highway near Trident Automotive. The fire caused an estimated $20,000 in damage. Officials say charges against a third juvenile are pending. It's 8:31 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. You know, in times like these, with market swings, tax uncertainty, constant headlines, having a clear retirement strategy matters more than ever. Now, you've worked very hard to build your savings. The next step is making sure that your plan is built to protect what you have and support the future that you want. That's why I recommend to you Paresh Shaw and Shamik Shaw with Safe Retirement Solutions. Paresh and Shamik are financial educators and trusted radio hosts right here on WCBM. They work with individuals and families to create retirement strategies that are designed around long-term security, clarity, and peace of mind. If you'd like a second opinion on your retirement plan, call Safe Retirement Solutions today. It's 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120. You can schedule an in-person or Zoom meeting. Again, 410-266-1120, or just go to PareshShaw.com.
8:33 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
A little better now southbound at both the harbor tunnels. We're in the area now of about a 5 to 7 minute delay coming south on both 895 and 95, and then the junction right here at Camden Yards at 95 Russell Street and 395. All the lanes are open. New wreck from Howard County heads up there, Route 100 at Coca-Cola Drive. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. We're starting off cloudy and cool for your Monday morning. Expect temperatures to only be in the 60s for the afternoon. A little bit brighter and slightly warmer on Tuesday, but another weather maker rolling in on Wednesday. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Gary's out on vacation. He'll return to us on Wednesday. This is Sean Casey with Stein on Sports, brought to you by the Game Room at Yorktown Social in Cockeysville. Total game changer. Orioles beat the A's 2-1 at home to avoid the sweep. Gunnar Henderson, Dylan Beavers, each had a couple of hits and RBI in the Baltimore victory. Of course, Chris Bassitt with the win over one run over six innings. Rico Garcia gets the save. The Orioles snap a three-game streak and improved 18-23 on the season. They'll take on the Yankees tonight. It is Preakness Week, mind you, but it won't be an old Hilltop. Obviously, it's going to be at Laurel this year, and so all eyes on the Preakness. Golden Temple, the Kentucky Derby winner, has already announced skipping the Preakness. In fact, out of the 18 horses that ran in the Derby, it looks like maybe only one will come and run in the Preakness at Laurel, which has prompted a lot of experts to say maybe it's time we change the calendar. Maybe instead of 2 weeks after the Derby, we give it 3 weeks or give additional rest, because after all, isn't the health of the horse supposed to be first and foremost? Golden Tempo will run in the Belmont Stakes. So we have the Alibi Breakfast this Thursday. Don't forget the post position draw. We'll talk about that tomorrow. And, of course, the Black Eyed Susan Stakes will be run on this Friday. Wizards are taking home the number one pick in the NBA draft. The team won the lottery on Sunday after finishing the worst record in the league. On the ice last night, the Canadiens beat the Sabres 6-2 to take a 2-1 lead in their second round series. The Ducks even their series with the Vegas Golden Knights at 2 games apiece with a 4-3 home win. Colorado is at Minnesota. They lead 2-1 in that series tonight. NBA playoffs, the Knicks punching their ticket to the Eastern Conference Finals. New York crushed the Sixers 144-114 in a 4-game sweep. The T-Wolves even their series with the San Antonio Spurs and game 4 in Minneapolis 114-109. Playoff action continues tonight. The Cavs host the Pistons. The Lakers host the Oklahoma City Thunder. And that's a look at Stein on Sports.
Listen up, Baltimore. Gary Stein here. If you want the energy of Vegas sports action without leaving town, get to the Game Room at Yorktown Social in Yorktown Plaza. A massive 100-inch screen. Oh, yeah! Wall-to-wall TVs, party games, even a podcast booth. Grab a La Llama cocktail or a cold craft beer. Then head out to the beautiful outdoor courtyard. It's 5 concepts, 1 destination. You need to experience this place for yourself. Check them out. Their website, yorktownsocial.com.
Back to more of Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
It's 8:36, 24 minutes now before the hour of 9 o'clock here on Casey and Company. Kim Klasick Live coming up right after 9 o'clock news. Let's take another phone call. Al reacting to Tupac in Woodlawn. Good morning, Al.
Hey, good morning, man. I hope you and your family doing well.
Doing fine, sir. Thank you.
Yeah. It's typical of Brandon Scott. I mean, he's part of that culture. He embraces himself in that culture. I mean, after all, after we had the riots years ago, didn't we name a street or something after that guy and put up statues about him? He just wants to be embraced so much by that culture. He can't help himself. I mean, the way he talks, I mean, his appearance, his clothes, he just can't help it. He just wants to be embraced by that culture, Sean.
Yeah, I hear you, Al. I do think that, there's some in the black community who believe Tupac Shakur is a martyr, that he's a hero. His mother was a Black Panther, I can tell you that. There are many others. I mean, here's a problem I have with the Orioles. Why not? I mean, there are many fine examples of black men and women that went on to become stars or famous or civil rights activists that you could do a bobblehead or.
Why not teachers or school principals or people who? I mean, and full disclosure, Sean. My older sister was a member of the Black Panther Party too. Mm-hmm. And you know they did some. I know you know they did some good things. You know.
Yeah, they did some good things, and they also did some bad things. But just like other groups have done.
Yeah, but Sean, real quick, when you were on vacation, I had my 45s and my LPs and my equipment all stacked up in case you needed me to come up there and do some twin spins or something. You know.
Okay.
I was on vacation, but I didn't get the call. So
you didn't get the call. All right. Well.
I figured you had everything under control when I didn't get the call.
Next time, just shoot me an email so I'm aware of that before.
Oh, and look, Sean.
You know, one of these days, I may take you up on that, and won't you be surprised?
Yeah, a lot of people. Real quick. Remember about a month ago when you all had a contest about Juju Shock and News, and one of the stories was Beaver Drop. That brought back a memory. Wasn't that the name of a movie years ago down at the Apex Theater, you know, on Broadway? Beaver Drop.
It may have been. I wouldn't know about those places you used to hang out regularly at, okay?
Oh, no, I didn't know. I heard about them. I heard about them.
All right,
man.
Have a good one. Thanks for the call. Appreciate that. Bruce in Timonium. Good morning, Bruce.
Good morning, Sean. Yeah, I was listening to your story a little earlier about the juveniles who set that car on fire. And one of the things that the politicians, and we don't hear people talking about, is the person who owned that car, maybe that car was paid for, and now they're going to have to go back out and get into payments, and that's going to ruin them financially by having to go out and make payments again. But then there's your deductible. Does your insurance go up? The inconvenience. Nobody's talking about that. The victim is really getting screwed by the politicians on this. The families of the kids that do that need to go ahead and pay restitution to the victim whose car was set on fire. And when cars get carjacked, the people who are out of the money are the people whose cars get taken. Their insurance goes up. They got deductibles. They got to go out and get another car. It's not fair.
Yeah, you know, you raise a very good point, because that's the reason why you have to have accountability. You just can't, slap them on the wrist and let them go to their parents. Now, maybe the victims can sue the parents civilly, but good luck with that. I mean, it's just that you're right. Every crime has a victim, and those victims are impacted. Some lose their lives. Some lose their livelihoods. And in this particular case, you got cars being set on fire. Yeah, it could put people into financial distress. And
well, Sean, I've been calling you for years, and one thing you should know by now, I'm always right.
Yeah. Very good, Bruce. We'll leave it at that. Thanks so much for the call. Appreciate that. 8:41, 19 minutes now before the hour of 9 o'clock. Again, we had a violent weekend in Baltimore. We'll get to that here towards the end of the show, but we're now looking at, the Preakness is already, I think, Put that under my, Governor Moore. They say they're going to spend $400 million to rebuild, save the Preakness. But Maryland's horse racing industry is in dire straits. It really is. The industry is shrinking. Costs are rising. What are we going to have, a racetrack that we use once a year? It's just not. I understand wanting to keep the Preaks. Now we understand the National Aquarium is having issues. So, again, this is something that all of the Inner Harbor, wasn't there a stabbing just up near Light Street, I think, just blocks from the Inner Harbor over the weekend? I think it was. In any event, we're seeing the so-called redevelopment. I mean, look, Don Schaefer was a great mayor. I didn't really care for him too much as a governor, but he was a great mayor. And the fact is that he was able to revitalize the Inner Harbor and that entire area. And you look at what it's now become. I've seen the plans for the redevelopment now by Mr. Bramble, and I'm sure his intentions are good. I just don't see where it's going to attract people down like it once did. There aren't going to be tourists coming to Baltimore to visit the Inner Harbor like there once was. I just don't see it. First off, there's a safety concern for a lot of people. And secondly, what's to attract them? Apartment buildings and a park that they could see anywhere? Anywhere in the world you can go see a park and apartment buildings. The Inner Harbor attracted people because it was unique. You had the two pavilions. You had the restaurants. You had the shops. You had, of course, the aquarium. Pier 6. And now, of course, it all seems to be, if the aquarium is in trouble, that is really disconcerting. It's 8:43. Time for traffic, weather on the threes. Now with the update here is the King, Chuck Whitaker.
The late ride at both the tunnels, still a little bit slow to O'Donnell Street, both on 95 and 895. So not bad, but 7 or 8 minutes right now on the southbound side. JFX, that's good. Ruxton Road into the ramps downtown. Most of the slowing on the Beltway is already starting to loosen up just a bit. There are some late rain showers in different areas, especially south and west of the city. So, again, be prepared for that. We still see the slowing on I-97 southbound approaching Route 32, and they've had some rain showers there. So 50 westbound was still a bit slow towards Ritchie Highway and then over into the area at the Severn River Bridge. A couple of things still wrapping up. The wreck, Howard County, Route 100 at Coca-Cola Drive. And you might still see Baltimore County out with that wreck. There was some debris there at Route 30 at Butler Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, cloudy, cooler today in the 60s, chance of some scattered showers. Tomorrow, more sun and warmth. The rain could return on Wednesday. So just hang in there for that, and hopefully it will be brief, and we can get back to some nice weather again. Wouldn't that be nice? Because it was gorgeous the first part of the day yesterday. By 4 o'clock or so, 4:35, the rain started moving through the area. We have rain for the next hour, 54 in the city, 54, and rain in Glen Burnie. Time for our feel-good news segment of the day.
I need some good news, baby. It's like the world's gone crazy. Give me some good news, baby. Give it to me. Give it to me.
All right. Feel-good news is brought to you by our good friends at Town Appliance. So check them out. Right off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills. Well, an elderly couple in Detroit has spent decades raising foster children. Their names are Stephen and Loretta Rodriguez. And listen to this. They estimate they've helped raise 60 to 70 foster children over the years. But unfortunately, they were facing eviction until a former foster child of theirs helped bring attention to their plight. That's when a local nonprofit stepped in, provided them with a fully furnished home where they can live rent-free for 2 years. Here's one of their foster children, Shauna Rishi, talking about the situation and the couple getting their new rent-free home.
When they told me that they were going to be evicted from their home, it was really shocking to me. That's when I saw all of the previous news stories, all of the victims that were impacted by him. It was the same MO. A lot of the homes that this person sells are not up to city code.
Okay, let's go. So they're furnishing the house right now. Let's go. This is the keys for the home that it's yours today.
And what a great story, right? All the good deeds that they have done over the years, 60 to 70 foster children, comes back to help them in the end. Brought to you by Town Appliance, right off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills, for all your appliance needs.
WCBM Baltimore.
Winter is officially in the rear view and your backyard is calling. Is your outdoor kitchen ready for the prime time? Right now, Town Appliance in Owings Mills is turning up the heat with our Spring Black Friday shopping event. We're talking massive savings across more than 70 top-tier brands. Heston, Weber, Coyote, XO, and Lynx. From now through the end of April, Mayor and Mayor are here to help you build your dream outdoor oasis without breaking the bank. Don't just grill, command the patio. Visit townappliance.com or stop by today. Town Appliance. We've got your backyard.
WCBM Baltimore.
All right, so Baltimore County Councilman Wade Catch, a Republican who has represented North Baltimore County for more than a decade, resigned effective Thursday, citing health reasons. He wrote, "It is with deep regret that I must step down due to health reasons that were unforeseeable prior to my last election in 2022. He's 78 years of age. He was first elected to council in 2014, but served in the Maryland House of Delegates representing parts of northern Baltimore County from 1975 all the way up to November of 2014. So, again, he did a lot of good things when he was on the Baltimore County Council, but he'll be remembered, unfortunately, for his attempt to give himself a golden parachute. And that was the pension bill that he had, which was just repealed recently. So we do have folks running for county council. And I do think that it's going to be interesting to see. Of course, you know, they're expanding the council from 7 to 9 seats. So North County now is District 5, and that is the one that Delegate Nino Mangione is running for. And so who's going to fill his District 3 seat? And this comes like 2 months before the primary election. But much of the district that he represents, as I said, has changed with the redistricting, with the Baltimore County voters approving the expansion from 7 to 9 members. Two Republicans, of course, the current state delegate Nino Mangione and a gunpowder riverkeeper Theo Lagardeur are running in District 5, along with a Democrat candidate, Sean McIntosh. But the Baltimore County Republican Central Committee will submit a name to the interim county executive, Kathy Klausmeier, who will appoint a successor to catch a seat. Now, it is considered to be a courtesy to appoint that person that the Baltimore County Central Republican Committee suggests. But we'll see, because Democrats have a, they've got a strange way of being courteous towards Republicans sometimes. And stay tuned for that. We'll talk about that when and if that eventually happens. One wonders if somebody is appointed to serve out the remainder, does it give that person much of an advantage? Yeah, they do get a little bit of an advantage, but it's not like they've been are filling out for 6 months or a year. It's basically going to be less than 6 weeks. So we'll see what happens there. All right, coming up next, Baltimore sees another violent weekend. Multiple crimes being reported less than a mile apart, in spite of what the mayor and the governor like to take credit for, reduction in violent crime. It's still going on. Law offices of Michael A. Freeman are there for you should you ever need them, 24/7. And the best place to start really is at maflaw.com. That's the website where you'll find all sorts of informative, helpful things like what to do if you're involved in an automobile accident. You download it or print it, keep it in your glove compartment or above your visor, because you never know when you need it, if you need it at all, but it's there if you do. And, these things can be traumatizing. A little shock can wear in. This way, it's a helpful reminder of what you should do, what you should say, actions you should take. And then there's the personal injury app. You download that to your phone, and then should you be involved in some kind of incident, you can then take pictures, record witness statements right there then on the scene, which automatically gets sent to the servers at the law offices of Michael A. Freeman. Plus, all the times that Michael and I have conversations, they're all posted up there on the website as well. If you missed one or if you want to go back and reference some of the advice that Michael or Stephen have given over the years, you can do that as well. Don't forget, the law offices of Michael A. Freeman, maflaw.com, serving Marylanders for over 40 years.
Looking for the perfect shooting experience? Come to Free State Gun Range, the friendliest gun range in town. Don't forget to ask about our brand new gold and silver memberships. Enjoy unlimited range time, advanced lane reservations, and exclusive discounts on firearms, accessories, and training. Visit us right now and take advantage of our extensive inventory of firearms and accessories. Visit FreeStateGunRange.com or stop by today. Free State Gun Range. Shop, shoot, improve.
Retirement, it's almost here. Are you ready? Join Mike DePaula and Sarah Flora of Flora and DePaula Wealth Partners for SWAT, Retirement Strategy Hour. Saturdays at 2 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Investment advisory services made available through AE Wealth Management LLC, a registered investment advisor.
The Rob Carson Show.
Hey, guys, I hope you have a glorious Mother's Day weekend. Watch my TV show. It's called Rob Carson's One of the World. It's a political comedy show. Donald Trump says it makes me the funniest man on television. For real. For real. I didn't pay him or anything. Saturday at 3, Sunday night at 8:30, Newsmax. And I will see you Monday, noon to 3, on the glorious WCBM.
The Rob Carson Show. Weekdays, noon to 3, on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's 8:52, 8 minutes away from the hour of 9 o'clock here on Casey and Company. Coming up, we'll do the more violence discovered of the weekend. Angela Alsobrooks Brooks is at it again. She voted to block arms sales to Israel. She doesn't want Israel to be able to defend itself with the U.S. armaments. Again, just amazing, the anti-Semitism in the Democrat Party. It is something that Israel's been one of our staunch and closest allies over the years, and she wants to punish. I imagine that she'd be okay, though, if we arm the Palestinians, because that's who Angela Alsobrooks is. So a little bit of a hypocrisy there. 8:53, time for traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, the update with the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
All right, so the backup's now clear. Both the harbor tunnels, we'll take that anytime. Wide open right now, 895 and 95 south. There is some late slowing on the inner loop through Greenspring, and it's pretty heavy there. It goes over to the JFX, and then after that, it looks like it loosens up heading over towards the ramps at 83. So it's just a speed reduction right there. The west side outer loop is still one area that's a little bit slow. It's a speed reduction. Again, it's not so much stop and go, but it's just moving one long line of traffic. And basically, it's going to be just south of 795. Finally, will get better after you clear the ramps and the top of the hill at Route 40 West. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, cloudy, cooler today, 60s for the high, chance of scattered showers. And right now we have 54 in rain in Pasadena, 53 in Middle River. Kim Klasick live coming up next. Hope you had a really nice Mother's Day.
I did. Thank you. Yes, we went down to Alexandria, Virginia, right there. Ate at the Chart House across from the National
Harbor. Oh, sure. Yeah, I know where that is.
Yeah. So we had a great day. And this yellow dress I'm wearing is from Olivia. This is what she got me for Mother's Day. So we had a great day.
That is good. I saw a picture of the family and stuff.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, my mom, my brother, obviously, is there, too. So we had a good day.
Yeah, it looked like a really nice looking family.
Thank you.
So I'm sure she had a good time as well.
No, absolutely. Of course, we got lots to talk about today. You know, we were at the National Harbor because, you know, here at the Baltimore Inner Harbor, you could be stabbed or carjacked. So that's why we got to leave town and head south. We're going to talk about that because you saw the huge turnout, Sean, for the Tupac bobblehead.
Oh, we were talking about that earlier.
It was
sold out.
Yes, and it was huge. It was going viral on X. And then you hear about the stabbing, the botched, it sounds like robbery, later on that night. And then, of course, it was just dangerous all weekend long in Baltimore City. And so here's one of those situations where you've got the Ravens, you've got the Orioles, you've got, you know, people showing up that would have put money into tourism, but yet the violence continues. So we're going to talk about that, of course. We have Rosalind Hanson on the show at 10 a.m. She's with the Montgomery County Moms for Liberty. She had a clip that went kind of viral over the weekend talking about the Southern Law Center and the fact that they're now implementing a curriculum into the Montgomery County schools after we found out that they were supplying funds to the KKK and all these other groups.
Yeah, the Maryland Freedom Caucus did that last week. They did a report on how the Southern Poverty Law Center has got this social justice DEI curriculum that the Maryland State Department of Education is also this Ruby Bridges thing. I don't know if you followed that story at all.
Yep. So she'll be on with us at 10 o'clock to basically tell us how we can get through this. I mean,
obviously Montgomery County Moms for Liberty group. They've done a great job, went all the way to Supreme Court for other issues. Yep. So we'll talk to Roslyn at 10. And then, of course, we're going to celebrate the win. Virginia Supreme Court did not let us down. It looks like, you know, Barack Obama, Westmore, all those that want to do redistricting, again, the Constitution wins.
How about the meltdown by the Tennessee Democrats?
Yeah, that was insanity.
It
standing
is
on top of tables, screaming,
lighting fires.
Yeah.
Screaming at state troopers.
Yes. And having no shame.
And then saying, it's time for us to secede Memphis from Tennessee. Where are you going to go?
Yeah. Who's
every state down there is redistricting now.
Yeah, no, and then who's going to go to that area? No, yeah. Nobody's moving in. Trust
exactly.
Me. All that more coming up next, Sean.
All right, Kim Klasick Live is coming up next. Always entertaining informative. Stay tuned for Kim. She does a great show. Speaking of violence, Baltimore did see a violent weekend. Police continuing to investigate three violent incidents over the last few days. Stabbing, a robbery, and a shooting. All within less than a mile of radius of each other. One of the crimes involved a group of juvenile thugs. Surprise, surprise. According to BPD, no arrests have been announced as of last night. And residents, well, they're speaking out against the violence that Governor Moore and Mayor Scott proclaim not to be there.
So it used to be safe here. There's never been any crime here on this block at all. So that is very shocking, and I'm really, really, really appalled that that actually happened here.
Yeah, happened on 300 Light Street, just steps away from the Inner Harbor. 38-year-old man hospitalized after he was stabbed and assaulted by a group of juvies. And one resident said, this is the cry for help that many others apparently are falling on deaf ears.
We need more help. We really need help in Baltimore City. I don't know what they're going to do about the crime, but it's something needs to happen.
Yeah. Early Sunday morning, around 12:54, BPD said a 20-year-old man assaulted and robbed while riding a scooter by three unidentified males, 400 West Baltimore Street near the Hippo. And again, one resident said, that's it. She's had enough. She's seen enough. She is out of here.
It makes me want to move. I've been saying for a while now that I want to move out of Baltimore because it's not safe. I don't want to raise my child here. It's 2025. I lost her father to gun violence. So it's just something has to happen because now she has no father and I have to do everything by myself. And what does the city do for that? Nothing.
So we still have this perception that violence is, you know, is running amok, is pretty rampant in the most of the city. Yet the data tell us or indicate otherwise. The data that Mayor Scott, through his GVRS, and the governor for that matter, continue to tell us that violent crimes, murders, homicides, et cetera, non-fatal shootings, that they are down significantly and record lows almost. And yet they told the same thing down in D.C. until they got caught cooking the books. So I don't know, but that's why I think it would be nice to have some kind of audit of the system to see if the numbers match up to the pictures. So far, they seem not to. All right, Best of Casey & Company, available each and every day, WCBM.com. Also on our Facebook page, and it's brought to you by the law offices of Michael A. Friedman. So we got a big week here during Preakness Week ahead. We have the president going to China to meet with Xi Jinping. And, of course, we have the ongoing problems with Iran. And then the ceasefire is scheduled to end today in Russia and Ukraine. So we're talking all about that and much, much more tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. here on WCBM. And until then, God bless our troops and God bless America.
This is the right choice for Maryland. Talk Radio.